Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it. Okay.
My name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and this is the show, Hammer 96.7 VT Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. We're heard around the world. If you'd like to come in the studio, and you can, this is the number to call if you'd like to come in the studio. But right now, I don't know if we're operating correctly, but I'll give you the number anyway. Let me see here. Make sure I give you the number to call in is 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard around the world. That's the number to get you to talk to our morning crew, which is the most interesting people around. Here we go again. The weekend, man. Last 3 days. Say his name, Andrew Brown. Say his name, Andrew Brown. Say his name, Andrew Brown. Another black man dead by a white cop. If you're hearing somebody sneeze in the background, let me see if I can get through this. Another black man dead by a white cop. The video is not released. Enough said. Let's hammer this out. The family of the black man killed by a sheriff deputies in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Last week, there was a video that was taken by, a cop's cam. And they promised the attorneys today, the attorneys of Andrew Brown, that they would release the cam video from the cop, body cam. They have not released it. It was promised to be released on Monday to the public in response to the mounting pressure from protesters and public officials. That is our main story. That's what we're going to be talking about. Andrew Brown. God, my God, I'm trying to remember. Oh, my God. Is it Dwayne Wright? Was murdered in his car. There was another one murdered with about his cell phone. I forgot his name. That's going on right now. This is all in 3 days. 3 days. Now, before y'all get all caught up into his past, and we're talking about Andrew Brown, what he did, what he didn't, this is that his past has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. Did the man, we're talking about the cop, do his job? And in what order did he do his job? And if he did his job, was it murder? That's what we're talking about. Now, if you want to talk about Andrew Brown's past, then arrest him, take him in, and do your due diligence. But that's not what we're talking about. This is not about Andrew Brown. This is about the white cop who gunned him down. This is about the act. That's what we're judging today. Because before, if you come on in and talk about, well, he had a warrant for arrest, let's talk about the cop. Why is it every time that when we go with George Floyd, Andrew Brown, we can go, it goes all the way to Trayvon, we want to criminalize the victim. Women do this. You know, women got that pass and they got it down packed, you know. Even when you go to if a woman is a victim and she got raped and the accuser is there, they're not going to ask a woman about her past. Like, you know, you worked at the bar, you were a whore, you did this. They're not asking about that because women got it down. Women are saying, why are you criminalizing the victim? Well, that's what we do. Before you come in and say, what did Brown do? It's not important what he did in the past. If he did something, arrest his ass. What people are talking about is, why did the cop empty his gun on Andrew Brown? Did the cop do his job? Did he murder Andrew? That's what the conversation is about. And I know how people are, well, it's another scumbag off the street or another hooligan off the street. No. We don't do this vigilante execution of reason. We have cops because you arrest the bastard. So it's not about his past. It's about what happened now with Andrew Brown. And what did the policeman do? And should he be accountable for his actions? Did he do his job or did he commit murder? That's what it's about. Andrew Brown's gone. But that guy's here. And we're looking for accountability. I see the morning crew's here, but before we open it up, I got to get it started. So hang in there. I'm going to fill everybody in what's going on. It's going to take 2 minutes. Headline here, CBS News. Deputy shoots and kills black man. I don't think maybe you heard that. Because you probably, wait a minute, you probably did hear that. Because you heard it a lot. You heard it a lot. You heard it a lot this past week, this past month. But the only difference is, it's different black men. So you heard that headline before. Let me tell you again, because it's a different black man, but the headline's the same. Deputy shoots and kills black man while serving warrant in North Carolina. Nothing could be finer than to kill a black man in Carolina in the morning. Deputy shoots and kills black man while serving warrant in North Carolina. The other N-word today, North Carolina. Now we have the deputy talking about it, but again, they won't release it. Now, by law, they don't have to. I mean, the public have this little thing about, well, we deserve to know. No, you don't. By law, police do not have to release the body cam footage. They don't. Sometimes, and by law, they don't have to. They do it out of a courtesy. You think the body cam is to protect or hold the officers accountable? No, it's not. Well, the body cam, you think it's for the public? It's not. The body cam is for the police officers to see if he did anything wrong, and then they put him into, and then they question the shooting. It's not for the public. It's not for the public. So shut up. That footage for you. This is internal affairs shit. If you want to pretend that this is for you, you can go right on ahead. Now, this guy is talking about a minute and 55. I don't know what he's saying, but let's see if I can get it. This is a deputy sheriff. This is a deputy sheriff talking about the shooting. I don't know what he's going to say, and I don't know what he can say because they seen the footage. We didn't. Here it is. We go right to Channel 2.
This afternoon and promise to be transparent during this investigation. Members of the community sounding off just about a block away from where a Pasquotank County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed a man this morning while carrying out a search warrant at a home on Perry Street. Andrew Brown Jr. was the man who died. His family says he was a father and had recently celebrated a birthday.
My nephew was a sweetie. He did what he did, but he was a sweetie. And I ain't sugarcoating nothing, baby. I ain't sugarcoating.
All right, you know. If I was her attorney, get her to fuck out the camera. He did what he did, but he was a sweetie. Well, you know what? Shut up. Get her off the camera. I don't want to hear her. What do you mean he did what he did? That's like saying, you know, I am Charles Manson's grandma. That boy was the sweetest boy. He was a little crazy, but he was sweet. Damn sweet. He liked his poetry. Yes, boy, that Charles Manson. Oh, he liked to make his cookies. We don't want to hear that crap. He did what he did. He did what he did. But he was sweet. Can you imagine serial killers? You know, you interview serial killers' mother? Well, that Jack the Ripper, he always had a hankering for prostitutes. Boy was dirty, but he was a sweet-ass boy. Yes, he was. He was sweet. Went to school. Boy attended church. Wait, he did what he did. You know, just shut up. Don't tell me he did what he did. Get her off the camera.
My nephew was a sweetie. He did what he did, but he was a sweetie. And I ain't sugarcoating nothing, baby. I ain't sugarcoating nothing, but I think they wrong.
So far, it's not clear what led up to the shooting or what kind of investigation led them here. Deputies from Derrick County were also there. Family and witnesses said Brown was shot in his car. Investigators held a press conference this afternoon, but did not reveal too many new details.
This will not be a rush to judgment. We're going to wait for that investigation, as we're duty-bound to do.
The sheriff says the deputies had body cameras that were activated. He had not seen the footage at the time of the press conference this afternoon.
We are currently working that right now as hard as we can. Yes, we will be transparent with this situation.
Yes, we will.
In today's climate nationwide with law enforcement, the local NAACP...
We're going to edit that shit for the Oscars. Yes, we do. By the time we're done with that footage, it looked like he killed him. He killed an officer. Don't you worry about it, little ladies. We'll get that footage to you.
ACP says they were disappointed in the lack of answers. They felt they could have helped to calm some of the tensions.
With the climate, we already know that this is a terrible climate, but it's always been a rough climate for black males that live in America.
Well, that's the weather report. Well, it's cool in Maine, but it's hot in North Carolina. Climate hot. So hot they're shooting the nigga. It's a hot day. Next, traffic report.
You know, it's like no matter what we do, no matter what we say, we're always looked at as that black male.
From here, we know the State Bureau of Investigations will be handling this investigation. When they're done the investigation, they will turn their findings over to the district attorney, who will determine whether or not this warrants any further action or criminal charges or anything like that. But for now, more questions than...
Yeah.
Let's hand it over to the district attorney. We'll find out if there's anything. Let's see what we got here, the footage. All right, I got footage of a white man... It's called the police officer, and there's a black man going away from the scene. All right, I think we got a crime here. Okay, now, what I see is he's fleeing, so he must have done something. And, you know, we're on a budget, so, you know, we don't work out like we used to because of the pandemic. So we don't like our officers to try to run. We don't want our officers to call another call. You know what we do? Well, we got some bullets. And let's see if he outran this bullet. Oh, he didn't do it. All right. So let's get him for fleeing the scene and stealing the bullets. Because we didn't get that bullet out of his body. So let's see. So with his death, because he stole the bullet, and he fled to sea. That's what we got. All right. Let's go back to the news.
Answers about what happened this morning. In Elizabeth City, Brendan Ponton, News 3.
Like I said, nothing could be funnier than kill a nigga in the morning. In North Carolina, we're going to open up the phones right now. Here we go. I'm on the case. Good morning, King. Good morning, Miles. There you go. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I don't know, man. I'm sick and tired and sick and tired of this shit, King. It got me, man.
Yeah, I know.
I can't take it. You know, I said this last year, we're being hunted. It's like season, it's summer, pandemic's open, and we're hunting, and we're like a deer.
Well, yeah.
You know? And it is, I got Miles here, King. You're going to have to beat the shit out of him to make me feel better.
So I'm listening to you.
Is my only crime being white? I totally agree with what you said.
Yeah.
You know,
we're just going to have to. Well, don't you move. King, I think he has a weapon. Okay, kill the motherfucker. No, hold on.
Shoot him 10 times in the back. He's white.
Exactly.
He's wrong with
that back in the studio.
Hey, man, listen,
I don't know. Hold on, Miles. Hold on, Miles.
I wish it was. Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Hold on 1 second. I want to hear King's thought. We'll go right to you. Go ahead, King. Talk to me.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you if you know in that article or you know with the discussion that we're going to be talking about with Andrew Brown, I wanted to know, like, does it have anything in specific, like in details, like place and what happened, you know? Because today's the first day I've been hearing about that, you know. I would like to definitely know what happened and, you know, also as far as the body camera stuff, I agree with everything you said when it comes to the body camera, you know, they don't have to release anything to you, you know, and, I can personally say that for myself because, you know, I was a part of, there was a situation that happened out here in Phoenix where this young kid, he was shot and killed by the Tempe, Arizona police. And a few years after that, you know, me and a couple of other brothers from a different organization, you know, we went down to state capitol and we signed up to vote. We voted for the judge to get the body cameras before the police do, you know, because if the police get the body cameras, like for example, let's say if you're the chief of police and I work up under you, let's say if I went out and I did something, the body cameras would go to you and you can do whatever you want to do to it, you know what I mean, before the judge gets it. And the way we were trying to, the way we were voting, we were trying to pass it to where the judge will automatically get the cameras and it will, you know, be put up and tagged or whatever. And then when the case starts to get worked on, then they'll go through everything. But it didn't pass, you know. But so, yeah, you know, it's the policemen will release whatever they want to release. And then you have to think about it, too. They have different companies that work for the police departments. And basically those companies – they go in, if they see an officer who done been into some trouble, they'll go to their rescue, you know what I mean? I mean, it's a dirty business, you know what I mean? So, but, yeah, you know, if we do get a chance to see footage of the, you know, shooting that took place, you know, not everything may be in that video, but, you know, it's they're going to try to edit it as best they can, you know? Not unless a lucky bystander, somebody shares the video and it goes viral. But, yeah, the police officers, man, they're not just going to hand us over that video so we can look at it.
I agree with you. I do agree with you. Well, the story goes, they don't have much detail. Here's the story.
Oh, okay.
So it says the North Carolina deputy, he shot and killed a black man. He was serving a search warrant on him on Wednesday. So it was a search warrant. And what happened was that as they approached him and trying to serve him a search warrant, he got in his car. I'm trying to see this right here. He was shot while he was trying to drive away. The deputy shot him while he was trying to drive away. Now, I heard that he emptied his gun, like 7 bullets in him, as he was trying to drive away. He fired at him, the deputy fired at him multiple times. The car skidded out of Brown's yard and eventually hit a tree. And he died right there. That's all they have right now. That's why they want to see the footage. Because when they opened the door, he was already dead. That's what one person told the news. He was slumped over. This person said the officer tried to perform chest compressions on him. A car authorities removed from the scene appeared to have multiple bullet holes and a broken rear windshield. So they fired on his ass like Bonnie and Clyde. An unspecific number of county sheriff deputies were placed on leave pending a review.
7,
yes, right.
It's been 7. Well, check this out real quick. Let me just interject. Go ahead.
It shows Brown, he was 42 years old. Now, here's the hard part. 42 years old, and he had a history of drug charges and a misdemeanor drug possession conviction. Now, I don't know why you would even put that in there. You already put in he had a warrant. He fleed. They said, but let's go a little deeper. So this is what he had. So he's a bad guy. So the deputy, Daniel Fogg, said the warrant was surrounding felony drug charges. Mr. Brown was convicted. He was a convicted felon with a history of resisting arrest. Ooh, he has a history of resisting arrest. Okay. Fogg said in a video statement released Thursday, our training and our policy indicate that under such circumstances, there is a high risk of danger. Now, this is really important. This is what we're trying to say in the police training and what they're allowed to do. Now, because this guy had a history of dealing drugs, but he also has a history of resisting arrest. It says here, our training and our policies indicate that under such circumstances, there is a high risk of danger. So automatically, he's already on the list that this guy is dangerous. Dozens of people gathered on the scene of the shooting in Elizabeth City. Blah, blah, blah. A large crowd stood outside. The police didn't have, and the woman says, the police didn't have to shoot my baby, said Martha McCollin, an aunt of Brown who says she raised him after his parents died. McCollin stood on the stoop of Brown's rental home, her eyes moist with emotion. Andrew Brown was a good person, she said. He was about to get his kids back. He was a good father. Now his kids will never see him again. Wooten said the deputy shot Brown at about 8:30 a.m. He said that the body camera footage of the shooting, but it has not been reviewed by anybody else. The protesters right now are really angry. This is what they're saying right now. They're not saying that because it's a commercial, and no protester is going to do a commercial first before they march. So give me a couple minutes. And
he had 7 kids, Brian. 7 kids.
He had 7 kids.
He had 7 kids.
Here it is right here. Here it is right here.
And a promise of transparency from the sheriff's department sworn to protect it. This, as the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation leads a probe into why a Pasquotank deputy shot a man in Elizabeth City this morning. The sheriff's office says deputies were serving a warrant on 40-year-old Andrew Brown Jr. on Perry Street when witnesses say he tried to drive away. That's when a deputy fired, killing Brown. Tonight, 10 on Your Side's Brett Hall is live in Elizabeth City where a protest wrapped up about an hour ago. Brett? Tom, the Elizabeth City community is angry tonight, angry for several reasons, much at the sheriff himself. They want him to be in the community and give them an explanation or at least give them an outlook as to why
things happen there today and what he is going to do about it. They are also upset that more than 12 hours after the shooting happened, the body camera video that documented it hasn't been released. Nearly 200 people gathered outside an emergency meeting of the Elizabeth City Council tonight, demanding to know what that council was going to do about it. Now, being that the sheriff is an independently elected official, that body can't do much about it. But several council members did say they're going to throw their voices behind demanding that body camera video to be released immediately. One of those members, Darius Horton, he helped lead a march around the city that continued until around 9:30 this evening. Elizabeth City Police escorted them around. He says he understands for the need for a thorough investigation, but he says the community, for it to heal at all, they need to see what happened.
The easiest way to solve this problem is to release the video camera.
All right, it's not no concert. The only thing I have to say is, all right, he had a pass, right? And he was bad. Bad. Andrew Brown, baddest man in the whole downtown. You know what I mean? Badder than a junkyard dog. But he was bad. But he didn't need to die. And I don't even know if he was bad. Some people like drugs. You know what I mean? And I don't know. And he provided a business. But I'm not making light of this shit. He was not no murderer. He was no rapist. He was no terrorist. He was not a threat. But you put him on a resisting arrest alert saying now he's a high danger, people, just because he resisted arrest from some cop? Are you freaking kidding me? And now you're going to kill the man? And then you're going to say he was a bad man? Man, oh, man, we go to Cole. Go ahead, Cole. What were you saying? Make it short, buddy.
I just want to say that I'll make it real short, man. I just want to say that, you know, there's a reason why they're withholding this footage. And the family's going to get to see it today.
You don't know the reason. Wait, there is a reason, but don't give me the reason because you really don't know. But I agree with you about holding the footage. I agree with you there.
He was shot seven times as he's driving away in his car. There was no weapon recovered. There's no reason. It's murder. If seven, here's that dictates that too. If seven officers has already been placed on administrative leave before the body cam footage comes out, when that body cam footage comes out, North Carolina, Elizabeth City is going to be the new Minnesota. That's my prediction. It was murder. We'll wait till the fact, as the white sheriff, that we'll do our due diligence and we'll wait till all the facts come out. Well, video proof shows certain facts. Now, I don't know if you saw the other case about the gentleman who got shot 10 times. I sent you that link. He got 10 times. He called the car broke down the side of the road in Virginia. The sheriff drove him home, and then he called him another hour later. The same sheriff went out back to that, went to the house, and that footage has been released, but it's in the dark. He shot that guy 10 times. He's in the ICU unit. That's a different story.
Wait. Hold on. Hold on. I have to put everybody on the right track. You're talking about somebody else now. We haven't even got to him. We're talking about Andrew Brown. I mean, when you're... You're going off on what's his name? But that's not Andrew Brown.
Right.
You're going off on the gay guy who got killed, and that's questionable. You're going off on him with the cell phone and stuff. We haven't even got to him yet.
Right.
But we're talking about Andrew Brown. You know who Andrew Brown is, right? I mean, Andrew Brown was, you know, he was bad. He was bad.
Father
he was
seven.
Andrew Brown. Baddest man in a whole damn town. Better than a... Go ahead.
Father of seven, no weapon recovered from the scene, fleeing for some... It doesn't matter what the... Like you said, it doesn't matter that they put all that shit at risk. Nobody's at risk when they're getting in their car and they're driving away. Okay? Just like Dante Wright, when she shot him, they would have picked him up eventually. He had expired tags. Where's he going to go? Go to Mexico and get plastic surgery? Okay, Andrew Brown had I did the research on this. He has one, as you said, misdemeanor drug conviction.
Yeah, but That's all he has.
And the past shouldn't be brought. The past should not be brought up. When you have a warrant out, the warrant's out. Your past doesn't matter. Each situation and each day is different. That cop, that white cop, shot him 7 times as he drove away. So what? And, you know, what pisses me off the most about this thing is now we're gonna have to wait another 13 months till this asshole gets a trial and gets his 20 years and gets out in 13 or whatever. It just never ends. And the only way it's going to end is if one of these cops, after they kill somebody, they get their fucking brains blown out. And I'm not advocating for killing the cops, but at what point do people blow their brains out and live
and have a happy life? Of course you're advocating killing a cop if you want to blow his brains out. You just killed the man, unless he's a zombie and he's still doing
it. Let me explain it real quick, and then I'll be done.
Okay.
If I'm on scene, it doesn't matter if I'm black, white, whatever, man. If it's a friend, it's going to be a lot harder to hold back anything. But all I'm trying to say is that if someone gets killed on the scene and it's obvious, you have a witness and there's obvious there, or the tape comes out and nothing's done to that officer, and he makes $2 million bail, and he gets to wait 13 months for his trial, then he gets whisked out to Colorado and gets protected in a solitary confinement, and he's going to live out. He's going to stay there. He's going to get 20 years. That's what he's going to get. He's going to be out in 16. So what? He's going to be 52 or 53 years old for killing George Floyd. Same thing with this cop.
You're making up a story about how many years he's going to get if he's going to be convicted. We can't even go there. This guy may not even be convicted.
It's 12.5 to 40 years. 40 years is the max for Chauvin. The minimum is 12 and a half. I'm guessing 20. Okay. He's out in 16 or 15. So like you said, I'm all over the place. Forget about Chauvin. We're talking about Andrew Brown Jr., who's a father of seven, that just got murdered.
But you shot him seven times.
The reason
I say you're wrong, you got to listen to, because you got this story going on. It said right here in the report, so you have to listen. It says here, under North Carolina law, because the man was at high risk, under their law, he may get away with it, whether you think it's right or wrong. So when you're going with that story about he'll get convicted and then he'll spend years in jail and get served half, they may not get that far. The problem we're having is the law gives them that gray area to shoot a nigga.
And he
performed his duties under that blue shield. They're not going to convict him. See what I'm trying to say? So I don't know. North Carolina.
Well, we don't know anything. When the video is going to be released soon, Brian, and then that'll tell us if he's in danger. Now, if the cop's car was in front of him and he hit his car, but if he's from behind him, what danger is? But again, like you said, they can twist that law around to conform and fit the white man sheriff in North Carolina.
Exactly.
So you're right, he might. I was just saying, if he does get convicted, I don't like the fact that people get a year before they go to trial. That was 13 months ago before he gets convicted. Then he gets sent out to Colorado, and he's not mixed in with the general population. He's going to just do solitary confinement. That's what I don't like, the fact that you got to – why do we wait for trials? Why does he get $2 million bail from crowdsourcing funds from white supremacists and cops all around the country? Why is this cop, if he is convicted of killing Andrew Brown, whether it's manslaughter or whatever it is, and he's got to go to trial, he should stay in jail till his trial comes. No bail. No fucking bail. If not, like I said, I take care of it myself. If I know Andrew Brown, Chauvin never would have made it to trial if George Floyd was my boy, or he was a friend of mine's uncle, or he was a family member.
He would not have made it to trial. What do you mean he wouldn't make it to trial?
I mean, if he made it to trial, he'd be in a fucking wheelchair. I'd get to him.
Why?
I'd find out where he's at.
You would take care of him?
Because I'd break his fucking legs with a chainsaw.
But then you're no better.
That's right.
Then you're no better than
I fucking cop. Cut his ankle off.
You
fucking
you're
hop
no
around.
The...
Well, you know, hey, man, eye for an eye. I'm saying in the heat of the battle.
Understand your passion, Cole. No, I really do.
Because justice is not going to get served in prison.
I understand.
It's not
going to
get served.
If you did that, you're
cops
no different.
Cops don't get justice. There's never justice. He goes to a fucking different prison
in
a different state.
He's
in a fucking cell for 23 hours a day. So unless you pay a guard $100,000 to let him out in the yard or let someone, mix in the population, That guy's going to do his whole sentence, and then when he gets out, he'll be more marked than he'll be the most marked man in the world. When he gets out, you have to fucking get foster children in China.
I have never been locked up, but I don't think I can make, let alone 40 years. And I really think since he's a cop,
he's not going to see the yard.
And if he does see the yard, he'll hook up with the white supremacist gang. And since he's a cop, they'll use him as
he
a bitch.
He gets an hour outside his cell. I don't know if that hour outside is bone or not, man.
Because they don't like cops. But right. I agree with you, and I agree with your anger. We got another lady here with the same anger. Get him, Angela. Ladies and gentlemen, Angela in studio. Hello. Yes, Angela. You're on.
Mm-hmm.
You're on. Okay.
I was taking a cat nap.
Oh, yes. I love when you take pussy naps. Makes me smile.
Oh, come on.
Meow.
I'd just slap you upside the head.
I know you would, don't you? No time for a foreplay. We got work to do. Let's talk.
What was the topic? I really
you
did fall asleep.
You wouldn't be the first woman to slap him across the side of the head.
Exactly.
No, I meant Brian.
And I don't think you'll be the last either.
I know you meant Brian.
So what's the topic? I'm sorry, I really did fall asleep.
Did you fall asleep?
But this is what I heard. This is where, womp, 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 because the sentencing hasn't happened.
We are talking about Andrew Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town, North Carolina.
Leroy.
North Carolina served him this weekend. They were trying to serve him for a warrant.
Oh, warrant.
He got his car, tried to leave. Seven cops, I don't know if all seven of them shot him, but he was shot seven times. They emptied a gun at him, and he's dead in the street. And that's what's happening right now. Wait a minute. I think, you know, when you were sleeping, your lower region was saying this. Hello.
Funny.
So that's what's
happening.
Well,
we could talk about the Oscars. Because I hadn't watched that body cam.
Let's talk about them. Them giving the Oscars out to the wrong people. Let's talk about that in a minute.
Talking about
yeah.
the Oscars when we got a dead man in the street?
Well, because I haven't seen the body cam. I haven't seen it. So it's kind of hard for me to comment on something I haven't seen.
But I'm
going to wait for the body cams to come out.
I understand. I do the same thing when I go on Pornhub. I wait for the body cam. I understand. I pay a lot of money for that.
You need to behave yourself. Melissa to get you back under control? Seriously.
I think the Oscars were notable.
They were notable, but not the winners.
Go ahead.
You know, the problem of it is that, you know, they won't release the body cam. The attorneys are there. They promised the attorneys that the body cam footage will be released at 11 a.m. Eastern time. They're still waiting for the footage of the body cam. They haven't got it yet. But witnesses say the man was unarmed. The man was leaving the scene. He was shot to death. I don't know anything else. We could even think about. I don't know why they would shoot a man. You know, I was having this conversation with my girlfriend.
Okay, Michaela. I'll mention this. Michaela. You know, everybody was up in arms that she had been shot before they got to see what really happened, that she had a knife. You know,
right.
I don't want to comment on this until I see the body cam.
All right. Well, that's good. All I'm saying, if a guy gets in his car and he flees, even though he has a warrant, I was a cop, here's what will happen. This is Officer Brian. Go ahead, Officer Brian. We have a suspect fleeing north, going north about 180 miles an hour. You can't miss it. He has no hubcaps on his car. and he has a sticker that says, fuck you, Popo. Over. All right, Officer Brian, we're in pursuit. Thank you. We need to
get
birdie
that person
us.
Or you lose your job. That's what they said. Get that person or you're going to lose your job.
Get that person. We're on it. And it goes, all units, we got a suspect running down the street at 185 miles an hour with a sticker that says, kill the popo. Handle with care. Get the bird up. We follow the guy. We follow him home. He's not going nowhere. He was in his own neighborhood. And then we surround him. He goes and we take him in custody. You don't shoot the guy right there. You don't shoot the guy.
Why not? Why not?
Because he's no threat to you. He is fleeing the scene. He is not a threat to you. And he lives in the neighborhood. You know his license plate. You know where he lives. You know everything, where he's going. He's not going anywhere. You can arrest him at his home. You can even have a cop at his home waiting for him by the time he gets there. You just don't need to shoot the man.
Are you sure?
Hold on. I got another police call. We got another suspect. Her name is Angela. We know her. Handle with care. No, we're going to shoot the bitch. Over and out.
She's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She likes catnaps.
She likes catnaps.
No, I'm not in Tulsa right now. No. I'm still in Arkansas.
Good morning, Melissa.
What on earth do you have there?
That is to control call.
There you go. Melissa, we got Angela. And we have the kings of kings, your highness here.
It's a razor, Angela, but it's a kind of like a taser. It's a
taser. Good, good, good.
Mm-hmm. I've been tasing him when he yells and overtalks every
day.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It works.
I like that idea.
Yes, it does work. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
But
I wondered what it would be like to tase somebody's testicles.
Oh, I just thought that.
Has anybody ever tried that, I wonder?
You know, in all my days...
You can be the guinea pig for that, huh?
Right. All my days, I have never thought about that. Only a woman would think about tasing a testicle. Only a woman.
It would keep you in line, maybe.
Oh, it would not.
I'll let Melissa have that pleasure.
Guinea pig? Would you be the guinea pig?
Hell no.
I'll video it. Just bent over.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
You guys,
spread
those legs.
That's the only way the only way I can go viral. I can't do it as an actor or guitar player. Maybe that's a good idea.
Okay.
Melissa, can you put it on the lowest? Can you put it on the lowest setting, or are you going to put it on 11 to start?
No, we got to start out high, and then we'll go low.
Oh, that's not how it works, Melissa. You ever watch a James Bond movie? James Bond movie. They started.
How it works? What are you talking about?
Could you see Cole's testicles like burning and flaming?
Oh, I think he would like it, though. I'm really worried about it. No, that's not how it works. Start low, baby.
I thought we were going to do this to Brian, not Cole.
No, Cole.
Well, Brian, Brian's balls are bigger.
Okay,
so
he can be the first
on
one.
A lower setting. Yeah. Well, if you put it on one, I might like it, you know? Who knows, you know? I think if you put it on Brian, he might love it. He might not feel it because balls are so thick and juicy.
What?
How would you know? How would you know, Cole?
Ah, it's just, you know, it's from, you know.
That's a little bit disturbing.
That is disturbing. So thick and juicy.
It's disturbing if you're Brian, maybe. You know, I'm not gay. I'm just saying, like, I'm Brian's
balls.
Oh, I'm not. Say thick and juicy.
I'm not gay. Brian's balls are thick and juicy. Just like
it's okay if you don't hear that way, Cole.
He's banged a lot of women. I'm not that way.
Whoa.
It's a poor choice of words. I didn't mean juicy.
Very
I just meant thick.
I'm stepping away.
Oh.
Wow.
That's all right. Step away.
You'll
I'm
go viral with that.
Anything anyway.
Hey, King. King.
Oh.
I got it.
22 minutes.
King.
Oh,
I think King just left the show. He changed his name. He changed his name again. I think he did. No, he's here. King, bring your juicy balls in the studio.
No, don't say that. You shouldn't be talking about another man's balls. That's all there is to it. Unless you want to lick the sweat off of them. Then by all means, go ahead.
Oh my God. Hey, it's a compliment. It meant, Angela, see, you twisted into this gay shit, and it was just a compliment because I know Brian has not had his balls in a lot of women's mouths, so I'm assuming they're juicy.
Oh, my.
Maybe you could check them out.
How would you know? How would you know where his balls have been?
Oh,
do you have jurisdiction over Brian's balls? I don't think so. So you just care about your own testicles. Leave his testicles alone.
Listen to me, Angela. Wait a second. Listen to his look on
his
friend's
page. No, I'm not listening. I'm tuning you out. I am tuning you out.
It's impossible. You're gonna have to hang up. You can't tune me out. Only Brian can tune me out with the mute button. Brian has 85% hot sticks on his friend's wall. How are you going to mute me?
I have what on my wall?
Have Brian's phone.
What do I have on my wall?
Oh, my God.
I don't know
you
what
have
I
nothing
what
but
I
hot young chicks on your wall. And we know the war stories have been on your show for 10 years. You
I'm usually on their walls.
Around.
That's different.
On their, right, and they're on your balls. That's my point. So your balls must be juicy. If you use your gear in American Gigolo.
My balls, love.
No, he fucks a lot of women, Angela.
So
where you been? He gets around. He's got big, juicy
I
balls.
I don't know how we got there.
That's
I don't
gross.
Know.
No, I'm not getting
it. Train wrecked. And
you're being gross.
Carnage is just all over the place. I don't know. By the way, my balls are juicy. Thank you, Cole. Just for anybody curious to know about that.
They're like two big plums. And summertime's coming, ladies. So step up and make a date. God knows he's got a little space in between.
Oh, right now they feel like California raisins.
Girlfriend.
All right, here we go.
Right. Mine are like little prunes, like dried out prunes in the sun. You know?
Oh, jeez.
It's like they're raising the sun.
Let's get off my balls into
the color purple.
Oh, my.
Hey, Brian, are your balls black or purple? You have the rainbow
colors
in your balls?
All right, I'm going to get you right back. No, they're black and blue. I'm going to get you right back to where it is. So, anyway, this is what's going on here. This is the protest. The man was shot. He was unarmed, fleeing the scene. He was shot from behind. They're waiting for the video. And the problem of it is like under their law, he may not have done a thing. Because I read this, which was disturbing, made him a high-risk person by resisting arrest. Mm. So if you're a high-risk person resisting arrest at a cop, you're just waiting. Give me a reason. And they're going to bring in that he's a drug person, he sold drugs, he did this. He's not on trial for drugs. If he was, he'll be arrested behind bars. This is about a cop shooting an unarmed guy, leaving the scene. I don't need to see the cam. I don't need to see it.
I don't either.
But unless this guy was tussling, wrestling with the cop, holding a gun to the cop, there's no article in here. There's nothing in here that he was holding a weapon. There is nothing in here that he was using the car as a weapon. There is nothing here.
Right.
So I understand Angela wants to be, she wants to be professional. That is professional. And I'll let your emotion get to as far as the other story. So that's cut and dry. So that story's over. We're moving on from there because there's not more to say until we get more information. But going back to, is it Makaya, the girl who got shot with the knife? They should have put a bullet. Mm-hmm. They should have put a bullet in her head and her father's head. At the same time, if I was a cop, I would have shot him between the eyes. How he was kicking that girl when she hit the ground, hitting her in the face. They at the very least should have arrested his ass for assault.
Where's the assault charges on that guy? Where's
right.
the assault charges on that guy already? He hasn't been arrested. And he's on tape kicking a fucking
exactly.
girl, a young girl.
And then when people are going after Michaela saying she's a girl and she got shot, well, the cop saved another black girl. Where's that story? What about hero white cop saves black girl? Where's that headline? From an armed assailant. Where's that headline?
What?
Yep. I want justice too. I want it, but you got to be fair. Now, you can't give us a pass that we can just kill folks with knives now. If that cop wouldn't have, and we're going back to Michaela, if that cop wouldn't have shot that girl with the knife, how would he feel if he just let her stab that girl 3 or 4 times and hit an artery and kill her? Because he didn't want to, he had every reason to shoot that bitch. She's not a, you know, it's so funny when I hear, when they try to dramatize this, like, she was a girl. That girl was 16 years old and about 295 pounds. And when that officer got to the scene, she not only got off that woman, she ran towards the other woman when the officer was right there to use a knife to assault another girl. Blazing in front of the cop. This is a danger to society. Blow her away. Save the other.
Witnesses innocent. On the scene said they heard the cops say 4 times, put it down,
right.
Put it down, put it down, put it down.
Right. You may not agree with me, but I'm on the side of saving that other black girl's life.
Absolutely.
She was by the car not doing nothing, watching this shit. Next thing you know, a knife coming after her. I go to Angela, Micaiah, what's your feeling on that? Give me your history on that. That's the girl with the knife. You heard that story. What do you feel about that? Angela's the activist. Okay, I have to wake up your pussy. Hold on. Puss, puss.
Are you asleep, Angela?
Meow, meow, meow. She can hear us. But Melissa, I go to
taking
Melissa.
Cat,
Melissa is Sammy's school. She's still on maternity leave, but she's coming out of maternity leave. Sammy's
coming
school
out of retirement.
You retired? Mm. Nobody told us.
Out of retirement.
You're pregnant, Melissa?
You have
a new child? Right.
Graduate?
Yeah, yep. That's true. Yep.
You can't
cool,
retire,
yeah.
Sammy. Cool. But Melissa,
can
what
you
is
name
your
a
take?
Miles? Your next child?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Now,
thank you.
But Melissa, what is your take on Micaiah?
Well,
go
as
yes.
I did a lot of research on it over the weekend, there had been in the last 5 to 6 months, see, her sister was there before her. It was like 14 or 15. There had been numerous 911 calls to that house, okay? One of them was from her sister, younger sister. Those same girls had come to the house to fight. So you guys, there's all kinds of little details, you know, that have gone on in the, you know, previous to history. So basically, these girls had come in. They'd been previous foster parent children. They were in their 20s. They weren't teenagers. Not that
okay.
That matters, but anyway. They would kind of like come around to bully. They were the bosses.
Right.
They were mad over an unmade bed. They'd been knife fighting or threatening each other with knives in the house. Previous. So this was something that got a problem, and there was a big problem in that house. She was always calling the police and having foster kids arrested, the foster mother. So, like I said, the devil is in the details. More will come out, right? It'll come out.
Well,
but that was my research over the weekend.
Father, nothing excuses that foster father for hitting a woman
he
like that.
He was not her foster father. He was her biological father. She had called her biological. Let me explain it to you. She had called her biological father and grandmother, and they came over. Unfortunately, they never should have been there, right? To intervene and help her. So.
Why would anybody ever call their grandmother for help? That's just putting her in
danger.
You
know what? I don't write these stories.
No, I know. I'm not attacking you. Go ahead, continue.
I'm just telling you what I've read and, you know, kind of picked up. Who knows? I mean, her father was 42. I don't know. I don't know why she did that. But that was not the foster parent. The foster parent was at work, where she probably never should have left those kids alone in that house, knowing, you know, the volatile natures that were going on in the house. But the other girls were previous foster children.
Go ahead.
And they would come to kind of like thinking they were going to clean things up and make her behave or her sister. So there was a history with all of them. Fighting, bullying. You know what I mean? That's all I can tell you.
You know, thank you, Melissa. You know, there was a shooting. There was a shooting here last night in Los Angeles.
I know. I know.
And I don't have the story in front of me, but I'm going to paraphrase it. Apparently, the
history. He had
body
armor on, didn't he?
Yes. But the back history on it is that he had a brother, I guess it was 3 years ago. I don't have the story in front of me. I'm paraphrasing it. And his brother had severe mental illness. And he was coming outside teasing the police officers with a gun, but it was like a fake gun.
Yeah.
I think he got shot. I'm not quite sure. But I'm going to go back to what happened last night. So the white guy, and you're not hearing this. No, give me a minute. White guy?
Okay.
He could be your neighbor walking down the street playing with your puppy. He had a lot of conspiracy theories going on in his head about the revelations and the end of the world.
Yeah.
And it was written all over his car, Jesus and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he decided to get in body armor, driving down Hollywood Boulevard, intercepted a police car, got in front of the police car, then backed up to the cop car. He got out of the car with body armor. The cops had their guns drawn at him. White guy. He had his right hand or left hand behind his back, and he was doing a countdown. 3, 2, 1. He shot his ass. He did not have a gun. Shot him dead. I'm not seeing a lot of white people protesting the street that you shot an unarmed person.
Yeah.
My thought goes to same scenario, but let's say it was a black guy. Same exact situation, but he's black. They shot him. How many people would you bet that there will be protests and saying cops are killing an unarmed man? I'm just taking a toll. I'm just taking a poll here. Same scenario, but it was a black guy. He had his hand behind his back doing a countdown, 3, 2, 1, dressed in body armor, and they shot him, but he had no weapon. Would there be protests and lawyers and saying that you're killing black people? I go to you, Melissa. Yes, I do. What do you say? You think that would happen if he was a black guy? Do you think protests would be going on? You think lawyers would be saying you shot another unarmed black man? Would that be occurring?
Well, it is happening. No, and probably not. Probably not. But this is happening a lot. From what I think, the media is blowing things up.
I do too. I do too.
It's almost like they're trying to cause a race problem.
Yes, for ratings. I agree with you 100%, Melissa. I agree with you 100%. But I'm not quite sure. In my opinion, if that happened, if it was a black guy who did the same thing, I guarantee you there would be lawyers out there in protest that you shot a man who did not have a weapon. I guarantee you there would be. Now, Melissa says no. I kind of disagree with her. Let's go to Angela. You are here, darling. Come on,
Angela.
Angela, you're on the air with me. Stop your fantasy. That's after the show. Let's go. Get with the program.
Angela?
Meow.
Okay.
Meow.
Jesus. That was the most sick and perverted.
Sleep or she's
going to put that cat down like you would not move.
Yeah.
Don't you want to kill that cat?
That's a sick pussy right there.
That's one sick pussy. Let's go to King. King's going to say, my name is not King anymore for this show, Brian. My name is George. Let's go to King.
Artist formerly known as King.
Artist formerly known as King. Right? I am not associated with this program at all. Get me the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's good.
He's calling Mr. X.
King.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it would happen. I'm saying, you know what? What we're dealing with, you guys, is under the law, cops have the right to shoot. This is what we're dealing
yep.
with. And it's not about training. It's not about training. They're trained. It's about the law. When do you pull the weapon? And when do you shoot someone? And there's a bill right now on Biden's desk that has a George Floyd bill that's holding cops
mm-hmm.
accountable. Now, the Republicans are holding it up. The Republicans are saying, well, I like the bill, but I want to take out the immunity. I want to hold off on an immunity. And the Democrats
mm-hmm.
are saying, no, it's the basis of the bill. We cannot give them immunity because this is what's going on. And the Republican goes, well, we got to give them some kind of immunity. That's what's going on with the bill. That's what's going on with the bill.
Why do we have to give them some type of immunity? I don't understand.
Well, I have to say, okay, well, I'm going to put you as a police officer, Melissa, and I can understand
yep.
this. You're Officer Melissa, on the job. There you go. You don't even have a canine dog. You love cats, so you have an alley cat with you. It's your comfort pet.
I have a cat.
You have
mm-hmm.
a cat. Mean-ass cat.
It's my service animal.
That's
yep.
what it is.
Yeah.
She has an alligator.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Melissa, you pull me over, hey. Officer Melissa, and then you look at me and you say, hey, what's your number? You didn't do any crime, but I'm thinking about something that we can do together that could be a felony, buddy. All right,
I would never think that if I was
a
police officer.
I have my fantasies. Leave me alone.
Okay.
You pull me over. And you say, Mr. Jackson, can I have your license and registration? I go, here it is. You said, Mr. Jackson, your registration is out of date. I go, what? Yes, it is. Would you get out of the car, sir? No, I'm not getting out of the car. Would you please get out of the car, sir? No, I'm not getting out of the car. I'm not getting out of the car. I know my rights. You throw your cat in my seat, and he scratches the shit out of me, so I get the hell out of the car.
There you go.
I get out of the car.
I like that idea.
I get out of the car. And then you said, I'm writing you a ticket, blah, 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 send me off.
Yeah.
Now, you have no immunity. I complained to the police department. I was stopped by Officer Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
She beat me. I got scratches on me. That damn cat bit my testicles.
Tore me up. I'm all
tore
infected.
Tore me up. That's right.
Yeah.
I want to file not only a complaint against her, I want to file assault charges on her, and I want to sue her. You will have a lot of people, if you took away the immunity, just hear me out, folks. If you take
yeah.
away the complete immunity, you have a lot of people. They'll be in a court. Cops will be in court almost every day by someone saying false charges on this cop. Because every cop would have the lawyers and every day because this cop did this, this cop, even when they stop you, I don't like the cop, he was a white cop, I don't like him, I saw him down the neighbor, he wasn't professional enough, he put the handcuffs were too tight, he hit my head on the seat. You see what's going to happen here, that now you're able to go after that cop, and they're not able to
yeah.
do their job. They're not able to do their job.
Well,
because
you know this happens. There are some cops that are... We have a local one here that's killed two women in the last 20 years.
Well, I understand that, but this goes also
two women.
Good, two.
Yeah.
There are good cops, and there are people who just don't like cops. Cole would be following the police report, just them driving too fast down the street. But what
he'd be looking
to
for
say
money.
Is, right,
mm-hmm.
They will now be hunted. No matter what they do, somebody can make an allegation to them, and they have to be held accountable because they have no more immunity. This is a job, not like any other job. That is not a thankful job. It's not a thankful thing. So you're opening the cop up to a lot of lawsuits and a lot of allegations because he has no immunity. What do you feel about that?
Well, I think that's making it a little bit broad. You know.
Well, if he doesn't have any immunity and you get stopped and you don't like how he's stopped, he could have stopped you because of whatever and you don't like his attitude. You can say that he was, I felt threatened. And when we say a little broad, I want you to remember something about what's happening now with women at work. If you just look at them and they get uncomfortable, the guy can lose his job. And we're going to do that to cops. If he just stops us and we just don't like the way he looks or he's aggressive, we could file a complaint. He has no more immunity. We could take his job. How would you like to be a cop faced with that every day? When we say it a little broad, it goes there. So that's the problem I'm thinking with immunity, is that when you have no immunity at all, if you have no immunity at all, now we can go after them. What do you think? And how can you do your job? My question.
Oh, that's an interesting question.
It is. It is.
You know, not all police officers are bad,
right?
But there are quite a few that think they're above the law.
Oh yeah, it's like, do we punish the few that also punish the many? There are a lot of good cops out there, but what I'm trying to say, how about the cop, Melissa? Let's say no immunity, right? How about the cop that pulls over that hot chick at 10 p.m. on a Friday night and she's been drinking? And let's just say she says, this cop came on to me, or this cop made me feel uncomfortable, or this cop had no reason to pat me down without a... And
that
it's
could
all
happen to Cole.
Well, Cole would actually do it, but
they could pull him over and say, he could say, they're looking at my penis.
Oh, yeah, Cole be the first one, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He would. Hey.
And he looks like Kevin Spacey. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yo, shut the fuck up on that. I got to call Professor Sal on that one. All right? And I used to have juicy balls, but they're not juicy anymore. The fluid is being drained. Thanks to the evil women out there, all you evil prostitute, whore, cheating women.
Yeah.
How about that? But that happens, right? If you take away the immunity,
just put some dirt on top.
Well, you know, you'd be the first one filing a police a lawsuit. You'd be the first.
Yeah,
he looked at my balls too long.
He would.
Oh, yeah.
You would.
Oh,
you don't like. You would be the first to file a complaint. You would. You'd be lottery.
Yep.
But how about the woman?
Hey, if I can cash in
See?
On the thin blue line, I'm gonna cash in anywhere
exactly.
I can
that's
in this fucking country. Get the fuck out of here. Time to get
that's
out of here.
That's what we're saying. If you take away the cops' immunity and the protection of some cops just doing their job, you're opening up a whole bed of worms here. Because this is a job that is, so what do we do? So when people are saying, let's get rid of the, and I'm for it, let's get rid of the immunity. Let's get rid of the blue code. Well, that protects the cop on their job, and we get rid of that. Every cop's fair game. For lawsuits, allegations of assault, half the force will be in court every day. That's my question.
Yeah, but check this out. Wait, check this out. Six black people got shot since the verdict came in.
Okay, so when you talk about accountability, accountability is like these guys all know they have fucking cameras and they still do what the fuck they want. So there's no accountability in these red states or, I don't know, Minnesota's a blue state. So there's no accountability. If this judge gives Chauvin 40 years, then maybe motherfuckers would be like, wait, well, maybe I shouldn't be like beating on people and tasing them after they're already cuffed. You see, like, I don't understand it. Like, Stanley brought that up. I mean, unless you're a black belt and you're out in the open, you're not going to escape. Who's going to cut your handcuffs off? Even if you could throw some kicks and fuck up an officer, once you're cuffed, there's no danger anymore. They beat this lady up. She was, like, you see that where the two cops had to jump in? The guy was pounding the lady. Another guy was getting pounded. Another guy got tased, and he was cuffed out in California. So when it comes to accountability, there's no accountability yet. There won't be any accountability until someone gets a sentence accordingly. And the proper sentence is 40 for Chauvin, not 12 and a half, which is the minimum he could get. And he's going to get 18. He's going to get 20 to 22, and he'll be out in 16.
Did anybody notice something? Colin, sorry to interrupt you. It's in regards to this. Did anybody notice his strange facial movements, eye movements during the sentencing? He just looks really weird.
Chauvin. Yeah, I think it's more strange because he had a mask on. I think
you just watch the eyes, though. They're like,
well, that's
it's
all
like
you
he
can
doesn't
see.
Even know where the. What?
I don't know, kid. You know, I do one time. The only thing I know is I had a little restraining order going on, and I had to go before the judge, so they had to. This defender or whatever. He says, do you need a defender? I said, no, I don't. I can defend myself. And he goes, oh, shit. And then he says, let me give you some advice. I go, some advice. Look straight ahead. Show no emotion. That's what he did. They give you a O.J.
No,
Simpson.
No, he didn't. His eyes were, like, rolling around like, what?
Well, that was
go watch
that
it.
Was a sentencing. Yeah, I mean, he knew what was coming. He knew that he was guilty.
Okay.
They only had one defense thing, but I know where you're going with it, Melissa. But I'm gonna go on record. Me as a record that was him, and I'm going on record that he's never gonna see the light of day. That they're gonna use him as an example. You know what I mean? I think.
I think
he thought in his mind that he could get away with it. I think he thought in his mind that they're going to get that one juror. He was probably expecting that hung juror. Yeah, his defense attorney told him. I don't know, babe. I don't know.
Do you know that when he got sentenced,
there was another guy got arrested. This guy, I don't know. This is what Cole was talking about. This guy was a crazy motherfucker. Here he is, right here. Thank you, Cole. Miles put this in my Facebook box. Thank you, because this is what I was looking for. Here's the headline. Mission time. Black man shot 10 times by white deputy was holding a phone. 911 call. That's the headline.
Yep.
Story. Oh, God, does he look gay. Oh, God.
Jillian said the same thing.
He looks like
God.
I said, what does that have to do with anything?
He looks like an ugly prince. I'm sorry. I'm losing out to you.
I want to just smack him when I see the picture. I want to kick his ass.
What the fuck are you wearing? What are you picking?
Nylon cap. Oh, come on. All right.
Read the story.
Maybe he's got juicy balls, Cole.
Oh, God.
Well, Melissa, why don't you go to Virginia in the ICU and pose as a nurse? I guess you're a nurse. And
I'll
let me know if he has juicy balls.
But I'm going to bring you with me. You're
going to
go
with
me.
And
you're going
to
do a taste test.
Of me licking his juicy balls. Does that sound good, Angela?
Hey.
You want to see me lick his balls?
Oh, my God.
I'm not gay. Thank you.
I'm not gay. You want to see me lick his balls? I'm not gay.
Why did you have to say that?
I'm not gay.
I'm such a cock.
You
I'm not gay.
You want to see me put my finger in his butthole? Hey, I'm not gay.
I'm not
just
gay.
Just saying.
I just need to go viral. I just need a viral video.
Let's do the one with you, us tasing your testicles, and they catch on fire.
No, I shaved my balls. How are they going to catch on fire? There's okay. No, there's no trees there.
Smoking flesh.
Oh. You know, that sounds really good, my balls burning into melting flesh. Is that really what you think of me, Angela? I mean, why don't I just do it myself?
That's not Angela. That was me.
You probably watch that while you eat dinner. My balls melting. You would,
well,
right?
I'd eat a steak.
You would laugh your ass
steak.
Off and be like, look at his balls melt off.
Or an Italian sausage. I'd be like, Oh, my God. This world has gone crazy, hasn't it?
It's gone crazy. Every fucking day someone's getting beat up in New York. A 75-year-old lady beat up in East Harlem. You know, I'll tell you one guy. There's one guy down in Chinatown I'm going to find this weekend, Brian. I just got my trip canceled to Florida because someone tested positive in my mom's facility for COVID. So I had to battle him back to Airbnb and get my money back. So now I can't go. I was leaving tomorrow. But there's a guy last week who's very identifiable, about 63 years old, with a white beard and a Jets cap, dressed in black, these funky shoes, boot shoes, and I'm going to find him this week in Chinatown, and I'm going to get the reward on him. Because he went up to a 37-year-old Asian woman, yelled a bunch of shit at her, and he had a closed fist like he was going to hit her. So I'm going to find this guy. And if he gives me any problems, I'm going to make a citizen's arrest. And I'll tie him up with my coat. I'll put his legs and his feet behind his back, and I'll tie him up like a steer. But hopefully he won't ID me. I'm going to call 911. Yeah, and another guy, the guy in Harlem, he's wearing a cap that's so – I bet he's still wearing the same cap. It's red, yellow, and it looks like the Humpty Dumpty cap. But he's a very identifiable cap. I don't really feel like going to Harlem at this point in juncture. But I'm going to find that guy in Chinatown, and I'm going to get that reward and get that guy off the street before he does hurt an Asian person. I'm on an anti-Asian crusade right now. If I see anybody fucking with Asians, if I see anybody put their hands on an Asian person, I'm going to stomp them into the ground. I would enjoy it because Asian people don't deserve this bullshit. We made the virus. Fauci made the virus. It was leaked in Wuhan. And, you know, I used to say I blame it on wet markets in Asia, but the factory farming that goes on in Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas is no different than what's going on over there, except they have all different species. You can go buy, you know, pangolin, or you can buy something from Australia. That's what happens. You bring animals from all around the world that aren't supposed to be together and never cohabitate together in a dirty space. This isn't the last virus. I don't think that there's not going to be another virus 6 months or a year that comes out. I don't know if it's strong or not. But now you got these variants. Look at the shit going on in India. We think we got it bad here. Holy Christ, it's like hell in India. No oxygen. They're trying to burn bodies everywhere. It's a mess over there. They're sending some vaccines and some aid, Biden said. So my heart goes out to India. Anyway, sorry, I just had to put out that blotter about the Asian hate because it's just skyrocketing. And they don't need to be blamed for this. You know, I don't like the fact that a lot of Asians eat, you know, that's all they eat is sea. I call it sea life. You guys call it seafood. But, you know, I almost don't want to run into someone doing that because once I flick the switch on, I can't turn it off. I'm beating somebody to death, and all I should have done is just push them away from somebody. Oh, there we go. I said, hey, I'd like to take Shep Miles for 300, shut his mouth for 300, Brian. Brian, you should host Jeopardy, by the way. Did you put your application in?
Oh, my God, you too. I'm trying to listen to the show like if I was a listener.
Okay, listener? Yeah. Do you like it? Are you ready to blow your head off?
I'm hearing vibrations, some vibrating noise. I'm hearing all the – okay, I got to take control of it.
You didn't come on the phone and go, yeah, Brian just hung himself in the shower, so I'll be doing the show tomorrow. Thank you, Miles.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't think that any of us should worry about what other people eat and don't eat.
I don't think so either. You know,
I don't. You enjoy yourself.
Well, here's the story really quickly because we're going to have a short show. You know what I'm going to do? Melissa, I wonder, can you do this for me? Melissa, would you like to take the show for about a half an hour? I think you're pretty damn good.
Okay. Cole and I
would you
will
like
carry
to do that?
Show.
Would you like to do that? No, seriously. Because I have to run and pick up something. It'll take me about 20 minutes. Would you like to do it?
Oh, okay. Fuck that cold shit. You just buzzed me. You just muted me. It's the Angela and Miles show now. Meow, 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 meow.
She didn't mute you. She can't mute you.
Cole, she hit the buzzer.
This is not Angela.
I know. I said no. I said he's trying to turn. You said okay. I'll do it with Cole. I'll do it with Miles. And I'm saying, well, you just buzzed me to be quiet. So how can I be on your show?
Well, okay. Then I get you. Sure.
Go
no emotional blackmail is accepted here.
Yeah. Just ask me a question when you hear from me. That's all, and I'll keep my mouth shut. I promise.
Well, she
you
doesn't
can't.
Listen. Listen, she doesn't. Oh, here comes Laverne. I think Laverne's gonna help you out.
All right.
She doesn't. She can't see who's in the studio.
No.
So she doesn't have the capability of muting you, but she does have her own little buzzer.
Right.
I have to pick up something.
He's leading you to think that. Go ahead,
that's
Brian.
Right.
I'll
now,
take care of business.
Now, Angela, I need you to back up your sister. Now, back up the sister, and that's Melissa. And let me see, is this lovely Laverne, Vernie?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, here comes
good
the
afternoon.
Cavalry. Here comes the cavalry. Here comes the cavalry. Okay.
Yeah, it is good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening. Now, Laverne and Angela, I'm hoping that you back up Melissa because she has two men in the studio. One is Miles, another is the King of Kings, Mr. King Webb. I have to pick up
King
something.
George.
It'll be about 20 minutes. Whatever topic Melissa wants to talk about, whether it's cooking, restaurants, movies.
Steak.
I think she's deeper than that. Doesn't even matter.
Oscars.
It could
I
be kitty litter. It will be interesting when Melissa takes over.
Brian,
I don't
want
to talk about
up,
the Oscars.
Are you going
really?
To pick up condoms? Are you going to pick up a prescription? What are you going to weed? What are you going
for
to pick up?
For his juicy balls, yes.
People want to know, are you picking up lotion for your balls? Are you picking up condoms?
No.
Are you
no.
picking up medicine? Are you picking up weed?
No.
Are you picking up pizza?
No.
Those are your options.
No.
None of those?
I am being
okay.
I'm being a good guy. I have put a lot of money in Cindy's car.
I knew that's what you were doing.
Oh, King dropped. Oh, my God.
Car
dropped, King. So the car is ready. I told him I would go there.
He thought I might have been talking about his balls next. I scared him off of my juicy ball revenue. All right, go get your car.
If Melissa wants to do it, she can. If she doesn't want to do it, I think she already said it.
Yeah,
I'll
do it. I said I would.
It'll be about 20 minutes. Can you do it, Kit?
Yeah, of course I can.
Thank you, sweetheart. You're more than capable.
You're welcome.
All right. And you guys, I know what's going to happen. People are going to come into the studio because you want to talk to Melissa. She won't be able to open up the phone, so you'll be able to listen to that magnificent
Yeah, you better
of
come
her.
In now.
You better. Yeah, in fact, you know what? I'll give them 2 minutes in. Sorry.
Okay.
And let me introduce, let me see here. Well, hello, Laverne, Vernie. Did you have a good weekend? Well, I look for a song for people to come in while Melissa's going to be hosting. Did you have a good weekend?
I did have a good weekend, and I hope y'all did, too.
Oh, you did. I had a dream about you, Laverne, again. I don't know what it is. You've been on my mind. And the dreams are always good dreams. The dreams are, you pop in, but you don't stay long. I mean, it's maybe there was subconsciousness that I think of you and go, it's like, hi, baby. I go, Laverne, and then you go away. I don't know what it is. It's like, I'm not going to be part of this, fine. But you pop
in.
In
that case, I'm a figment of your imagination.
No, you're not no figment of my imagination. You are a figment. I think that was a compliment. I guess it was. Go with me.
I don't know where it was, but okay.
I don't know what that was either. I don't know. It meant to be good. I'm going to set up Melissa so she can have a good show. And again, I'll be back in 20 minutes. And did you ever think that you wanted to do a blog talk show, Melissa? Did you ever think it?
For about a minute.
A minute. I don't blame
you. Yeah.
All right.
And then she realized I'd call in on her show and try and ruin it, so she decided against it because I would just call it from a different number.
No, I think she would handle you differently if she had her own show. Trust me.
She has a mute button.
Melissa will run a tight ship. I kind of feeling she would. I really do. She's not going to take around any fuckery going on her show.
Nope. No tomfoolery around here.
Melissa, I'm sending it up. If you had your own show, what kind of guests would you line up? If you had your pick of guests coming in, what kind of guests would you line up?
Probably all different types.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to, some authors, some good authors.
Mm-hmm.
All different types of people. I'm pretty fascinated by a lot of things.
What would be your top three? What profession they would be in that you would love to talk to and have on a show? I'm just curious. It's like your dream guess, your top three games, dream profession.
Definitely some really good authors. Definitely some really good authors. Ones that were willing to talk. I notice a lot of them aren't.
Right.
Candidly. Probably another, I wouldn't put them on a pedestal, but police officer. And really give you some behind-the-scenes stuff.
That's
Wouldn't
interesting.
That be kind of interesting? Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting. Matthew would be a good guest right now because he would be, who's a former cop and a felon. You're right.
Yeah.
You know what I would think? If you said to me, Brian, book me some guests, I would probably get a profiler for you. The one who profiles for the FBI, criminal behavior, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think you would enjoy that, a profiler.
Yeah.
That's the number one. I would get a psychic. You know, the best one I would get? I would look for a psychic who works with the police and solve crimes, those kind of people. I
would
probably
be
get that.
Yeah.
I would get an ex-mobster who's writing a book. They're always writing a book. I would get that on the show for you. I would get, for a musical act, I would probably get, one of these one-hit wonders, not a mainstream, not like a Taylor Swift, but a one-hit wonder kind of thing, like the Bass Street Roller guy died, one hit, and what happened to them then, I would get that.
Yeah.
Those are the guests I would probably try to book for you. What would you think?
Yeah, that would be interesting,
That would
like
be,
that.
That's what I think you're like. All right, everybody, listen, Melissa, that marvelous Melissa is taking over for about 20 minutes. We have the...
get your car part.
I will. We have our morning crew here, the backer up. Don't start no shit. They'll cut you. But there's people who want to call in. And I'm going to give you a minute to call in because once I leave, Melissa cannot open the phones. The number to call in and to talk to Melissa, the host, is 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. That's the number to call in. That's the number to call in to your host, to talk to your host, Melissa. This song I'm going to play, give you guys a chance to come in the studio. This was dedicated from a listener, and here it's the listeners. You guys don't mind, right? Here's the listener.
No.
Brian, I am a good listener. I would like to remain anonymous. My name is Miles. I've been looking and loving from afar. I'm dedicating this song to you because this is how I feel. All right, Miles, let me see what kind of song you're dedicating to me.
Or
and
it ain't
going to
be me because it ain't going to be any music I like. I'll just guess that right now. I'm just going to guess it. It's not rock and roll.
I don't know. So, it's called...
it's probably going to be Big Salty Balls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Juicy. No, it's
Hey,
juicy.
Brian, I'm going to say goodbye now because I got to take care of some shit, and I don't think you might not be back in time before I have to disconnect and get on the train.
Okay.
Or be strong.
All right.
I will say goodbye to you now, but I will listen to the song. If it sucks, I will... hang up and call back.
It's called Juicy Balls. And you dedicate it to Brian the Hammer Jack. There you go. This is what you think of me.
Juicy Balls.
We'll be right back, everybody. And if you'd like to come in the studio, you must do it now. Here's the number, 319-527-6099. Talk to Melissa, the host, and give me some time to call in. From Jesse and Miles to Brian the Hammer Jackson, Juicy. And Miles just made it back in. You know, once upon
next
a, once
time,
upon
play
a time,
sexual healing for him.
Oh, sexual healing. Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Why not just
one
play?
Time,
sometimes it's
one time
to
I was
woman.
A chick magnet, and now I'm a turn-on for older men. Jesus, what happened to me?
I think you're speaking
so
of me,
wrong.
I used to be a chick magnet. Now that all I can get laid by is some douchebag like Kevin Spacey. That's a piece of shit.
All right. And now you just made it in the studio. I'm about to leave. And that magnificent Melissa. She had enough time to come in the studio. That magnificent Melissa's in the studio. She is now the host. You have Miles here. You have Angela. And you have the lovely Laverne. It's all yours, kid. I'll see you in about 20 minutes. Good luck. Break a leg. I turn it over now to Melissa.
Thanks. Hi. Here we go. Where's the echo coming from?
I don't know. Is it me? I've been on speak. Hello?
No. No, I'm talking. Strange.
I'm going to mute myself till I get an Uber.
We'll just power through. Right? What do you guys want to talk about?
Whatever I don't know. Just think of anything other than.
Yep. No.
Angela wants to talk.
Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Okay, Miles, you're going to have to, it's your phone, Miles. You're going to have to either go back off the speaker, whatever, because that's your phone. And, okay, Melissa, sorry about that. I'm out.
Easy to fix.
That's okay.
I'll call him from my regular line.
And now, Melissa, I'll be back in a while.
Really?
Take it away, kiddo.
Two phones. Interesting. Okay. Oh, my. I didn't watch the Oscars, did you guys?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
I watched part of it.
What did you think?
The best picture, the director that comes up and mispronounces the main actor's name, called her, what was it, Fern, and her name is Frances. That was pretty bad. I mean, how could you not know your major star's name? How could you not know?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Anybody?
True.
Anybody catch
Maybe they
that?
Were drunk.
Well, it was a woman producer.
Yeah.
And I think she was Asian. And there's been talk about how the Chinese are buying movie lots now and movie theaters. And I'm a little bit concerned on what their intent is. Or is there an intent, or maybe they just want to make money? I don't know.
It's not just that they want to make money. I mean, of course, that's part of it. But I also thought that if I can remember correctly, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but China also, don't they own Walmart and Amazon? The two.
I don't know.
Largest franchises.
They have a Walmart in China.
If I can remember, I thought I seen that this weekend that they did.
Now, I thought that the Walton family owned, you know, they were the biggest shareholders of Walmart.
Oh, yes, they are.
Right?
The most, without a doubt, they are.
Yeah.
But they did open a couple stores in China, but I don't know what how you would do that in China. I'm not an authority on that at all.
I don't know either. I don't know.
And so who are the owners of Amazon?
Bezos.
And he stepped down.
And
he got arrested for something, didn't he?
I don't know about that. I didn't hear that.
Let me check that out. Mm-hmm. I'll mute myself.
Okay. You know, Laverne, you know I like to order things off, I don't know, maybe you do, Zulily. It's a site.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of good deals. And I ordered these sandals, and they were like $18, right?
Uh-huh.
And I got them today. I've been waiting for weeks to get them. And I opened them up, and they smell like nail polish remover and chemicals so bad that I wouldn't even put them on my feet to try them on.
Wow. Who manufactured them?
I'm not sure, but they probably came from out of the country where it took so long to get them. I wouldn't want to put them on my feet.
So you're going to let them air out for 2 or 3 months Yeah. Before you were.
I was like, who knows what could even be on get on your skin? The smell was just crazy, crazy, crazy. But yeah, you gotta be careful what you order. You really do.
Yeah, you do.
You know.
You do.
Yeah.
And I was here thinking about that Wish. Now, you have ordered from Wish before, correct?
Yep. Not happy.
And okay, now what wasn't you happy about?
I ordered a sweater, and it was supposed to look like a cardigan. You know, like, mm-hmm. you know, cardigan button-up kind of sweater. Mm-hmm. Guys, it looked like a plastic trash bag, like a Halloween costume.
Ew.
It was literally like plastic. Mm-hmm.
Well, was that the first and only time you ordered from them?
I ordered a rug, which was actually a blanket. Gotta be really careful.
It was a blanket.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they had advertised it as a rug.
As a rug. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
So you gotta be pretty careful.
That's bad.
Angela's doing it.
And they're banking on people to not return or to. You know, they're banking on people like, oh, I just won't order again, or maybe I'll try something else. Maybe that was a one-time thing.
That's true.
Now, Bezos of Amazon is being required to testify in an antitrust case, I assume, on Amazon. So that may be why he cashed out.
Could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been. How much was he worth? Is he worth?
Billions.
Yeah.
A lot more money than we have together.
Exactly. A lot more money than, Yeah. Has anybody heard, I saw something today, Laverne had brought it up to me before, about fourth stimulus checks.
I saw something
indeed
about that.
Well, an ongoing stimulus check. Which I guess there's supposed to be more information about it later this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah,
no kids are going to get money.
I seen the full stimulus check on my phone yesterday, but when I kept clicking to get the information, it kept just saying, you know, getting the full stimulus and advertisement. So I just backed on out of it because I wasn't going through all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that today. I know
there
the kids
should
are going to get
some
more this summer. Mm-hmm.
There should be some more checks sent out this Wednesday for those who have not yet received the third check. The IRS usually sends things out on Wednesdays. Don't ask me why, but it's Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know for the people that hasn't received theirs yet.
Yeah, that is good.
And there's lots
that
of grants
really
that you can get if you're a college student or you have a college student, there is a kind of like a living expense grant. You have to apply through your university or college. And I think it's like $2,000-$3,000, nothing to sneeze at. But it has to be used for living expenses, like your phone bill or internet bill. Yes, it is. People
really
that want to start a business, you can get up to $100,000. You know, where you don't have to pay that third month penalty. And there's so many opportunities.
Wow.
I really encourage people to get out there and see what's available and if it's depleted or not. And some will be depleted,
Angela,
others will not.
Angela, was that the PPP loans?
Mm-hmm. But they had a re-up of it. And there is another $1,400 payment that some people are getting. They're thinking that they're getting overpaid. They're not. It's, what did they call it? A pay up. They called it something that some people qualify for, like veterans, and on top of their third stimulus check. So if you're receiving an extra payment, you know, you might want to check with the IRS website, but it may be money that you get to keep anyway.
And children five and under are going to receive monies this summer.
Well, throughout the year.
Yeah.
Throughout the year. It's like
$300
a month.
Yeah. Yep.
$300 a month up to $3,000, I think it is. depending on how many kids you have, that is.
It's the harder right. with, you know, go ahead, Laverne, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, wasn't that from the third stimulus?
Yes,
they,
that was part of
Martin,
it, yeah.
The third one.
Mm-hmm.
The American something, I forget what it's called. You know, but
you
I am concerned that our economy is going to collapse.
It could. It could.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well,
Jillian
so
has
get out there
trial,
and get all the grants you can now. You know, get out there
yeah.
and get it before our economy collapses. And that sounds self-serving, but be smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to make your own music studio, you can start your own business and bankroll
there
it that
go,
way.
There you go, Miles. There you go. Did you hear that?
I did.
I did. I'm glad you did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've had a very, very, very long weekend.
What happened?
Well, you know, I go to different conventions is a nice way to say it. And I went
yep.
to another one. This one tired me out. They were talking about race mixing and QAnon theories. And this guy, this attorney that the skinheads think is too extreme, his name's Daniel Johnson. Just, oh, my Lord, it made my brain hurt. It made my brain hurt. Like, nod, smile a little bit, not too big. You know, telling my head.
Why
oh,
you,
my
why
gosh.
You go, why are you going to where you know there's going to be hate and bad people? I'm just curious.
Now, Cole, I've talked a lot about, like, let's say the Klan, things I know about the Klan that I said I've had my hands on. How do you think I did that?
You might have to rewind a little bit. I really didn't catch what you, you're anti-Klan,
oh,
correct? You're anti-Klan, correct?
Well, I don't like the anti part. I don't, you know, that
okay.
denotes criminal
are
behavior.
You, are
but
you
I have told you,
yeah.
I have told you it before in the past that I've had my hands on, let's say, different Klan publications, different things pertaining to the Klan. How do you think I got my hands on that? Like, I have firsthand knowledge.
By mixing with them and letting them think that you're not on the team, but just there to gather information?
I go to their conferences.
Okay.
Not their local meetings, not their statewide meetings. I'll go to conferences
right.
to find out what's really going on. And this weekend
okay.
really pushed my head. I mean, it
right.
really pushed my head. You know, a lot of them had been January 5th, the insurrection. Some of them had been there.
Right.
And I'm just, you know, taking a sip of my lemonade, putting it down on the table, nod. You know, it was really hard this time. Very hard this time not to run out of there. So,
is the information that you're gathering at these conferences worth the exposure to that torment of those bad people?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
No. Right. This weekend
was
no.
a no.
Gotcha.
Well, because it was
okay,
too extreme.
Right, right.
I couldn't handle it, not very well.
Right. I would throw a grenade in that place and run, but that's just me.
Well, no, you're not going to say anything violent like that here because they will use your words against you. This has nothing to do with the Brian Hammer show.
That was a bad joke. Yeah, you're right. And I don't
okay.
think they're listening anyway.
Yeah,
but if they are, that was just a stupid joke.
You never
joke.
Know.
I don't own it.
You
yeah,
never
right.
know.
I would never pull a pin on a hand grenade. We're not in Vietnam. So anyway, I'll keep
okay,
off the frame
good.
From
good,
stupid
good,
comments
good.
Like that in the future. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, it'll help Brian out. I worry about him sometimes because he has such a variety of people that come on.
Yeah, I can get them in
yeah,
trouble.
And sometimes it's just like cutting up. The people are just cutting up, having fun, which I enjoy, you know, the having fun part. But
right,
I think I put a
right.
damper on the show, Melissa. I didn't mean to.
Yeah,
let's
go on to something different. Yeah.
Okay,
Oscars.
Let's do.
Talk about the whitewashed Oscars. Did you guys know that
no,
the average
No, let's not talk about the whitewashed Oscars, please.
Oh, you're
please,
talking about
Cole.
The Oscars.
Well,
and
Anthony Hopkins won Best Actor.
Well,
he won Best Actor.
Well,
I thought that was good.
Films?
He's been nominated so many times.
Well, dude, let's just get to that in a second. But did you know that the average rating votes of age and sex of the Oscar, the Academy, as it were, is a 71-year-old white male, number one. Number two, I think I saw all three films, so I could tell you that Riz Ahmed from Sound of Metal, number one, it was a much better picture than No Man's Land. That should not have won Best Picture. I think they might have given that to the Asian woman, first woman of, they said they're stating it as the first woman of color. I did not even ever heard, I've never, referred,
she was
I've never
Asian.
Heard to, yeah, no, but that's what they put in the headlines, first woman of color. I didn't know Asian people.
Well, she
were
wasn't
first,
white.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they said that.
Right. That's,
they,
oh, yeah,
I don't
know. Anyway,
white.
Going back to Hopkins,
they
might have gave it to Hopkins.
Of color.
Yes, Laverne, I agree with you.
They might have given it to Hopkins because, A, he's older, and I thought they were going to give it to Chad. Everyone's saying that Chadwick Boseman got robbed. I don't think, and Brian agreed with this, I don't think that actors that die, they should get a special award or something. There should be a separate category, or you could give out two Oscars. Give out to the one that passed away, and, you know, it's a tight call. But Riz, I saw all three pictures, and Riz Ahmed was better than Hopkins and Boseman. I just saw the Boseman, the Miss Green yesterday. And then again, with as far as and Andrew Day and Anna Day, I think her name is, the United States first Billie Holiday. The fact that she didn't win really makes me angry because she was fabulous, way, way more fabulous. Number one, I'll get to it in a second. Number two, No Man's Land is not an important film. It just kind of depicts, you know, a woman in her 50s traveling around the country and a guy, a kid who's, you know, trying to find his soul and wandering around the country. And whereas, you know, Sound of Metal is about a drummer, a heavy metal drummer who loses his hearing and has to deal with that on top of his drug addiction and battling that in real life and real, you know, something that was really important for the deaf community to come out. And I just came away with nothing from Nomadland except I got a little sad when I thought about it. And then as soon as a couple hours later, I just felt like, screw this picture, man. This picture is just about some 25-year-old kid who doesn't want to work. And there's nothing wrong with traveling around the country and going from coast to coast with a backpack. But at a certain point, you get to a certain age, and it's time to not necessarily get a job, but kind of grow up and stop living day to day as, you know, kind of bummy. So the fact that that won Best Picture over the Sound of Metal won Best Editing and Best Sound, I thought it was the best script. Riz Ahmed's performance was much better than and much more powerful a subject than The Father, starring Anthony Hopkins, and you know, the Miss Rainey film with Chad Boseman. So the fact, and I thought they might, I think that the one other reason they might do it is, A, like I said, the Academy is comprised of majority of 71%, a 71-year-old male. They might have felt like, let's give it, not only because Anthony Hopkins is old, that's another factor, but they might have felt like if they gave it to Boseman, A, maybe because he passed away, or B, just because he's black, that might have kind of felt like a charity giveaway. And I just kind of feel like, you know, the small independent film, Sound of Metal, had the smallest budget. And, you know, those films just don't, that's all anyone's talking about. It's like, oh, you know, Boseman got robbed and, you know, Hopkins was amazing. And they're not talking about Riz Ahmed, and he's Muslim. He's born in London. He's Pakistani. And that could be another reason why he didn't get it. So that's my take on the Oscars. I think it's whitewashed, even though this is the most diverse group of nominations we've had. And then the girl that won, that got nominated for that Borat movie with the Giuliani stuff, I didn't see that movie, but that, I can't stand that guy. There's nothing about that Borat movie that makes you think, cry, you know, maybe laugh, but not, it doesn't do anything. It's just entertainment. And I think in today's day and age, entertainment's not enough. I don't want to just be entertained. I want something that's culturally important in some way, shape, or form that makes people, you know, think and cry and you know, changes someone's life. And I don't think No Man's the type of film change anybody's life. The Korean woman who won for Minari is the first Korean woman to ever win an Oscar. And Riz Ahmed would have been the first Muslim actor to ever win an Oscar.
and I think they got it wrong. And that's all I really have to say about that. And you guys
okay, that's a good a good review. Let's wrap that up. Thank you.
Thank you.
You did a good job. Very good job.
Didn't think I'd get all that out.
No, and you did it quickly,
well,
too.
Melissa,
I tried.
Did any one of you seen the video? Well, I've seen two separate videos with an effect that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine had on two women. And it was, you know, making their legs shake and uncontrollable, both of their legs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I didn't see that. I didn't. I even read that one.
I know that. They're using it again.
But they're what?
Cautioning young women. They're cautioning young women, and especially young pregnant women.
Oh boy!
I don't know.
I don't think that I'd have the vaccine if I were pregnant.
Huh? Yeah.
I don't think that I would have that vaccine if I were pregnant.
Right.
I think I'd take the risk, you know. That's me personally. Yep. We don't know yet. We'll see, though. We'll see.
Yeah. And to me,
8 or 9 months from now.
I wonder what do they call themselves doing, only taking the Johnson & Johnson off the market for only or stop using it for only a week or two? What changes was made for them to now put it back, you know, in circulation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, changes were made. They weren't getting money in their bank account anymore for giving these vaccines out. That's one thing people don't realize is that every bottle, I said this the other day, I think, Melissa, on the show, every vaccine getting paid for. You see COVID tests everywhere, which aren't accurate. And Angela gave us that information about, you know, how you can still test positive at 3 months later.
Yeah.
And it's like, so the tests, A, the tests aren't accurate. And B, someone's paying for the tests. Someone's paying for those vaccines. Pfizer, if you look at Pfizer's track history as far as being a dangerous, exploitative, juggernaut, pharmaceutical company, you'd know that they're a pretty bad company. And so Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer are making money off these vaccines. They're also making money off the
tests. Well, that's the name of the game, isn't it? Right? But there are a lot of people,
money.
Even though I get what you're talking about, but there are a lot of people that will get the vaccine and be fine. That's another part of it. You know,
they say 100.
Yeah.
They say 100 million people that got the vaccine are not going back for their second shot. So there was 200 administered, but only half of the people are actually going to get that second shot. And then again, it's not just two shots. You're going to need two shots every year. You know, they said booster shot. It's going to be two shots every year. And there's nanoparticles in there. And then when Brian said, "Well, this is just with the flash, the total just totally put the spotlight on everything." When Brian said that. That Microsoft has developed a chip that's going to be the sensor for whether you've got COVID or not. I mean, come on, man, wake up! Do you really think that this government, this world, and all these countries finally care about the sick, the poor, the elderly, the minorities, and the vaccine? They roll a vaccine out, a worldwide vaccine out, and shut the whole world down. Doesn't that seem fishy to anybody? I mean, I'm healthy.
No.
My chances are already bad. I already got this thing 4 times. You get stronger each time, you know? So I don't know.
Right.
I'm not going to take it. I need to breathe. You know, I need to breathe. And doesn't mean I'm not going to wear a mask if I'm, you know, on a packed subway train. But I'm walking down the street and I'm seeing people in their cars with nobody in the car. And I'm like, well, you're walking on the street and there's nobody within 100 yards of you. What are you kidding me? What are you wearing a mask for? Sheeple.
Yeah,
you know,
but
the media controls. They
what would you want to say, Laverne? What did you want to say?
Oh, I was saying that. See, that's that inbred fear that has been installed in these people. To wear these masks when it's not necessary, and them not knowing that the masks is calming them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're not good for kids either. How can it be good for? It's not good for an adult to deprive your brain of between 13% and 15%. I think what I read of oxygen, and then you're going to breathe in carbon monoxide. Now, what about a kid who's not even developed yet? I see a kid right now.
Well, little kids don't wear them.
Maybe.
They don't have to.
Well, there's a kid right now, and he's on his scooter, so he's he's actually exerting himself more, and he looked like he was about 6 years old. I feel like there's no one on the street, and it's windy and sunny. Like, take the mask off the kid. You're killing your kid right now because you think you're going
to
get through
but
the COVID.
But Oliver and the baby don't wear a mask. They don't have to.
Well, in Texas, that opening day, you know, at the baseball stadium, 45,000 people. That's what I can't figure out in this country is that in New York they want to write you a ticket if they see you in the subway. You're not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
But in Texas, there's 45,000 people without a mask. And in Florida, the beaches are packed.
Yeah.
So either we locked it off. I read an article yesterday about Vietnam. They shut the whole country down. Nobody can go in or out, and their numbers are phenomenal.
Saw that.
You saw that, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So lock it down or don't lock it down. But there's no in between. It just seems everything seems
to
change.
You know, I kind of heard that too. But it kind of made me, when I heard that, propaganda came into my mind.
Yeah.
But things that I think and what I think I know is just different than, you know, what a lot of people may think or what's going on and all.
Mm-hmm. It very well could be. I think did I say they're having a big read that they were having a big outbreak in India? Anybody read that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. They are seeing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's a new variant, and they're burning people, you know, cremating bodies, and they're running out of oxygen in the hospitals. Biden just said he's going to send aid and vaccines, but it's the seventh largest country on the world in the world, India. I feel bad.
Yep.
I went there when I was 10 years old, actually.
Did you?
I went there for six weeks. My dad's girlfriend was a big yogi. She studied with the top yogi yoga. You know, guy in the world. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I my dad would give me $20 and he would just set me loose, and I would just go buy a big bag of oranges and play soccer. I'd give like oranges out to everybody in the morning, go on the bike and play soccer all day. It's pretty cool. Nice weather.
That is cool. Everybody having windy weather today?
Yes. Yeah,
Laverne, are you?
No. It's nice and mild here.
Nice. It's windy. We've had windy for a few days, but it's nice, sunny.
You're right. I was going to ask you about the temperature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sunny.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice.
Good.
Probably
29?
Close to New York. No, yeah. I said it's nice. It's not 20. No, not 29. I'm going to say about 65.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad at all. Where did Angela go? Did she leave?
Maybe she went to
sleep. Could have. We put her to sleep.
Yeah.
We did.
But, what else been? Any good documentaries?
What isn't going on?
Huh?
What isn't going on, right?
Yeah.
Need a distraction from all that news and
but
all that
I've
stuff.
Seen a good documentary, which you turned me on to the documentaries now instead of watching other stuff. But I didn't notice, you know, that family that, and I forgot the name, and I just seen it yesterday, where the two white ladies adopted six black kids, and then they end up driving over the cliff.
They killed them, yeah.
Do you know that one of the boys was that little boy that took a picture that went viral with the police officer? And was it George Floyd case? I think it was George Floyd. You remember the little black boy that was hugging the policeman, and that photo went viral?
Really? Because I think that happened before George Floyd, I think.
Was it? Who was it?
I think.
But I can't think of it either, but I didn't know. But, okay, that little boy was part of that family. And
that's strange, isn't it?
Now, talking to you, you know what I'm talking about. But, yes, And the family was accused, the ladies was accused of abusing those kids.
Yes.
But every picture they had, they showed as we are this wonderful family. And this one lady said that they had taken a picture in the snow, you know, and she said that her neighbor said that they have never seen them kids go outside and play in the snow. So where did that picture come from? And she asked this question, where did that picture come from? Because those kids were barely ever outside.
Where did you see this documentary?
This was on Tubi.
Okay.
And later on, I'll go back and look and see the name. The name of it, it was the name of the family. I don't know if it was the Steven family, but I'll find out for you.
Yeah, I want to watch that. That sounds really good.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Yeah, I want to watch that. Anybody seen any good documentaries? Well, Laverne just did. I don't know if Cole watches them. I do. I do. I started to watch that Slayton Sisters yesterday.
Which one?
I got partway. The Slayton Sisters, each over 500 pounds each or something, and they, oh, my God. I got halfway through the first episode, and I was like, I'm done.
That sounds very familiar, but I don't know if the same one I've seen, but I do remember seeing one where it was two sisters weighing up to 1,000 pounds, but
yeah.
I don't know the name of it.
And they're really strange looking, like their eyes and foreheads are really huge, but they're real, I was just like, okay, I'm done with this. I wasn't real interested in that. That's kind of not my idea of, that to me, that's more like a reality show. Not really a documentary.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I got 30 free days of Hulu, and in my opinion, I'm sorry if anybody loves Hulu. I think it stinks. There's
so
nothing
why
on there.
That? Okay, when you
everything
said
I've gone
nothing.
Through.
Okay, so it's what I'm trying to say. So you would say that you would keep Netflix over Hulu.
Yeah.
Any day.
Even though I don't watch Netflix that much, I watch Prime Video.
Mm-hmm.
I watch that more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Netflix has much more stuff on there. I just thought Hulu had, I didn't care for it. Not at
all. Because a lot of people like Hulu, but I thought that, you know, Hulu and Netflix was about running the same as far as popularity.
There just wasn't much on there. But that's where I found that Slayton Sister, because I was going through the documentaries. It was like more like docu-series, docu-drama kind of thing. I was like,
Oh, and Melissa, that movie I told you about with the guy, that's also on YouTube.
Okay.
But I got to find the name out for you.
Okay. I find stuff on YouTube all the time, too. Some good stuff, you know?
Well, I looked at it on TV, and then I went and looked it up online to see if I could get more out of that story than what they showed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when
mm-hmm.
I found, when I seen did that, went on it took me to YouTube, and then I seen that the whole movie was up there, too. I said, okay.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
And that made
me
think of something that we were talking about, huh?
Yeah, I was just looking at my weather, and it's only 48 degrees here. I looked at the temperature.
Girl, 48 in the field, that warm to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been that cold lately, I guess.
I guess, girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's nice and sunny. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Spring will have sprung, you know. Trees are budding, all that good stuff. Finally.
Indeed.
Yep, looking forward to that. Not people that have allergies, obviously. They won't love it.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But you know what, too?
No.
Now you can also play music, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying in case you know you. need a break and talking, you can play music.
Oh, you mean my? Oh, no, no. I can't do that, no.
Oh,
unless
oh,
I played
okay.
it on my phone and it would sound
That's
terrible.
That's what I was talking
and,
about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I'm not worried about no, taking okay. a break. I think he'll be back soon. And
okay.
You know, he must be doing the car parts thing again.
Yes, honey. It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it.
Thank you, Melissa, baby.
There we go.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo.
My, yeah. oh, my, what a wonderful
what
day.
A wonderful
Plenty
day.
Of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah,
zippity-doo-dah.
That was a, you know, we had a nice time. It was pretty calm.
You know, you're pretty good. You were pretty good on the show. I heard a little bit of it when I came in. And you're pretty damn good, Melissa. And thank you, Laverne. And
thank you, Laverne.
Yeah, I came in to support. You're
yep.
welcome.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think Cole is still here, so I hope that he contribute to the conversation.
He did an excellent job.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He did his take on the, what was it last night? What was the Academy Awards last night?
I didn't see it, and I don't really care to see it. I thought it.
He
how did
it right
how,
up.
Did he? Did
he
it,
summed
did
it right up in a nutshell. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was it. And he ended it. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Melissa, good job.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Morning Crew, for backing her up. She did a wonderful job. Thank you, Melissa. We're
oh,
going to
do
a transition that I think a lot of people will be interested in. I mean, I can't top Melissa, but I'm going to try as hard as I can. She did a wonderful job, and thank you, Melissa. And she's on tour now. If you want to book Melissa to your show, it's $250 an hour. She'll carry
please.
It, baby. She will carry it. Transition, everybody. Ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you men are not going to like this, and I think it's a sexist thing that in your head. This will make Cole leave, but anyway, we've got to do our transition. And I can't find it. Okay, here we go. Transition, everybody. We're going to entertainment news. Here we go, everybody. Headline, entertainment news. Madonna, 62 years old, kisses boyfriend, 27, and birthday selfies. Let's get unconscious. This is Madonna, 62 years old, going out with a guy, 27. Woo! All I have to say is, you go, girl. You go. Madonna, 62, rang in her boyfriend. See, the problem with going on with Madonna now, so she got this 27-year-old boyfriend. Now, he's into smoking weed and everything, so now there's selfies of her getting, she's all high and shit, and he's smoking his weed. Like, I think he wants to be a new Snoop Dogg kind of thing. And she posted pictures of herself, you know, topless and in bondage gear. The comments are not in her favor. Story. On Saturday, the pop icon shared a photo slideshow featuring the couple of 2 years kissing. Happy birthday, my love, she captioned the Instagram photos. Thank you for opening my eyes. Well, her eyes are not even open because she's high, and you should see her eyes, but anyway. How can I explain how I feel? Let's get unconscious, referring to a lyric in her 1994 hit, Bedtime Story. Madonna and her dancer, Amalik Williams, they began dating about 2 years ago, with fans catching onto their romance from an Instagram photo of the pair aboard a boat. Saying goodbye to 2019, we continue to swim with the sharks and take the road less traveled by Madonna. That's what Madonna wrote. And the material girl gushed over Williams in a Valentine's Day caption that accompanied photos of their affectionate couple. Been around the world with my Valentine this year. Madonna wrote on her Instagram, oh, what a beautiful trip. Happy Valentine's Day, Mr. Williams. And there he is. Good-looking guy. He reminds me of Oliver. Good-looking guy. Can you imagine Oliver with Madonna? Melissa will have a fit. What?
She would have a fit. But he's damn 2 years old.
Hey.
Has he been still singing or putting out music?
I just saw a big thing about her the other day, Laverne, and she's pretty much a wreck. She just had hip replacement surgery.
Did she really?
Yeah, I think she fell.
Wow.
Doing a dance act or something, and she's had more plastic surgery than you guys can imagine.
Seriously, because she's looking good here, and it shows them lighting up a blunt, and he's blowing smoke in her mouth and all this stuff. Now, how can a 60? Yeah, and she's with this guy 27. I mean, I'm not again. I don't care if he was a professional 27. You know, a banker, accountant, you know what I mean? I'm saying, cool. Real estate agent? Okay. This guy is just lighting his blunt. He's a good-looking guy. I mean, and...
Yeah, but maybe they're just trying to make her relevant again.
You think so?
Perhaps she haven't been in the limelight lately, have she?
I haven't heard. And
see, she don't
want
to go down as a wrinkly old lady.
With all those plastic surgery, according to Melissa, and hip replacement, you know, it's like this. I tell every guy, I say, you can fix up a 67 Mustang to look new, but it's still a 67. You know, I mean, you can get the plastic surgery all you want to make you look 27, but you still have a 62-year engine making this stuff go.
Right. You can fix the outside, but the inside is
the
same.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I beg to differ, au contraire, Monsieur and Madame. vaginoplasty.
Uh-huh.
What about mentally and... Physically,
right.
And physical, but
pain.
Hormones,
baby.
She may have a point there, but guess what? Your heart is still 62. Your engine is still that makes
a
car run.
In, right?
unless you get a heart transplant that's 26, your heart that makes the engine run is still 62.
Yeah, you can see
she's really her age. You can, if you look, it's sort of.
I don't.
She like a mask, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Remember you were saying that the men couldn't have kids, the transgenders? Well, you know, I heard yesterday that they were selling that when they take bad body parts from a woman, they could have surgery and put it in a man and make it a man that he can have kids.
Really?
I want to see the proof of that.
Yeah, I like. Now if they did that. That's the most dangerous thing in the world. Wow, the gays are going to have a party about that. Hey, Bob. Yes, Jim. I gotta have your baby now.
They'll never produce eggs.
Google it.
Yeah, but how do
the eggs have to come from a female, though, Laverne?
Right, and how would they carry the baby? But how would they?
They'll
carry
never
the
have
baby?
Eggs.
You won't be able. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What were they saying as far as how they did that?
Well, they probably harvest eggs from a woman, and then the rest is, get sperm, and the rest is in vitro.
And see how much of it that you can understand.
Jillian, stop.
And I can't imagine a man carrying a baby, though. You know, we just don't have the organs of the body to carry a baby for 9 months. And where would we give birth out of the plastic vagina?
They'd have to do a C-section. Just cut it out.
Oh, my God. Oh,
get out of there.
Maybe they can change your whole insides. I don't know.
Oh, God.
No. I don't know. I have no idea. I might have thought about that yesterday when they were talking about it.
Right.
About them doing a man, they doing that for a man.
I don't know.
More power.
You know what? Nothing says nothing surprises me anymore. I mean, if we could do an AI, an artificial intelligent doll, and then we turn it into a whorehouse, and people can get married. Laverne, I don't know. Maybe they can harvest a vagina in your doll and have her give. I don't know. They got wonderful things. Weird things are going on with experimental things, and I'm not putting anything. As you will hear a man giving birth again. I guess you would hear it as a transgender when a transgender friendly slices his penis off and makes it a. No, but you would still have to have the eggs. We need the eggs. Like Melissa was saying, the eggs need to be made for the breakfast.
Well, what about if they, and I'm just saying it because I don't know, but what about if they gave a man ovaries and a uterus?
Oh my God, Laverne, get out of the laboratory! Get out of the laboratory!
Okay, all right, that's really what your man to think about.
It does.
But
it
let
really
me
does.
Let me throw a little joke in here for y'all.
Thank you.
What do y'all call the end piece of a? What do you call the end piece of a loaf of bread? You know
what?
They have two end pieces, right?
They call it the crust.
Melissa?
Okay.
The end of a loaf of bread?
Uh-huh.
The heel.
No, they call it the whore, because everybody touches it, but don't nobody want it.
You know, and you're not ashamed. You're not ashamed at all, are you? You are not ashamed at all.
Nope.
Wow. She gets this, though. This is what she gets. Thank you. Mm-hmm. She'll be here all week, everybody.
I'm going to land too much this weekend.
Actually, that was funny.
That's cute.
That was funny. Mm-hmm. Well, going back to the Madonna story, it shouldn't surprise anyone that Madonna has maintained her controversial edge over time. Last month, she near broke Instagram with a series of bondage-inspired lingerie photos. Nothing better than look at a 62-year-old woman in bondage gear. And here are some of the comments on Instagram. Madonna, and now for a moment of self-reflection. That was her. Somebody says, I would say she is high. Another person says, what's an action? Big love from IT with cuteness. Another person said, well, you aren't boring. As are some of the comments after. And she's sitting there with her legs open, bondage gear, bondage hat, and little tiny bra that barely covers her nipples. Yay. All right. And last month, Madonna got her very first tattoo bearing the letters LRDMSE, which signifies her six children. Lourdes. She has six children. Didn't know that. Lourdes, Rocco, David, Mercy, and she has twin daughters, Stella and Estelle. Didn't know she had them.
Probably Lourdes, half adopted.
I think you're right. Lourdes, who looks very similar to her famous mom, recently opened up to Vanity Fair about her childhood with Madge. Taking ballet classes at the age of 3, my mom really went hard for that once she saw there was potential. Her high school ex-boyfriend, Timothy Chalamet, I respected him a lot, and being super fascinated with Mark Jacobs tattoo on a set of Madonna's, whatever. There you go. And more news in Hollywood news. Sharon Osbourne's missing cat returns home as former talk show lends support. So she lost. She'll Sharon Osbourne lost her kitty that made the news. Her beloved cat, Momo, is safe at home. Just in case you guys were worried about Momo. After a three-day disappearance during which she found surprisingly comfort from the co-host of the talk. A related story, the cat broke out of rehab, got in a car, went home.
Well, I'm glad that was newsworthy.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but that was it. She shared it on Instagram that her cat Momo had been missing for 3 days, gasping that her Los Angeles neighbors watch for the black feline. There will be a reward. She's 68-year-old lady praying for her Momo. That, although in March, Osbourne left her longtime daytime series on bad terms, her defense of British television. You know what? I don't even want to. I can't even read it because I don't care. I don't care. Does anybody care? I don't.
Nope. So why is the Kardashians leaving the air?
Oh, we're so sick of them. Well, here's what's happening, my dear. Caitlyn Jenner decided to run for governor of California.
So that's why they're going to leave TV?
I don't know. I didn't know they were leaving TV. They were leaving TV? The Kardashians leaving? Let me see. I didn't know. I mean, nobody's watching that show anymore. I don't think anybody's watching that show. They probably got canceled. Oh, here you go. Well, you broke the news. Here you go. Wow, Laverne, Vernie broke the news. Wow, you gave us an exclusive. I got to give you this. Hold on. You broke the news before anybody else did. I would have talked about that tomorrow. Here it is. It shows that Kim's pretty upset about this, too. Here you go. Entertainment news. Kim, the end of the Kardashians. Kim cries over the hard decision to finish the KUWTK. Well, I don't know what that is. In a new teaser clip as she joins her glamorous family to a film fair with Andy Cohen. And you know who Andy Cohen is? Andy Cohen is the gay guy who's hooked up with, CNN guy.
Right, the one that shows all the Housewives reality show.
Right.
Van Jones.
That
bitch. Van Jones.
Yeah. No, not Van Jones. No, it's not. It's what's his name for CNN? The white guy with the hair.
Well, no, Van Jones is dating Kim Kardashian.
Anderson Pooper.
Pooper.
Yeah, that's who he is.
He had a baby, too.
The baby's beautiful, too. The baby is beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you see the baby?
He had a baby, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Those gay people
baby?
Have good babies.
He's a man.
It came out of his penis.
That's what it did.
Oh, okay. He must have a big penis hole, or it's a small baby.
I'm assuming he's the bio father, right? I'm assuming.
I think it was. I think he is the bio father, and I think they artificially inseminated, you know, some lesbian. I'm assuming.
That was good.
I'm assuming.
I wonder how much money they had to pay her.
Hey, I don't know. It was probably
maybe
worth
it.
You know what
they
I mean?
Like, well,
you're probably talking
you know,
about.
Here,
you're probably talking about $1 million on up. Let me ask the ladies.
Yeah.
Laverne, would you, if somebody said, Laverne, I'll pay you $4 million if I can artificially, remember, you don't have to be with me, but I just want to artificially inseminate you. Would you do it?
I would.
Yeah, me too. And I'm a dude.
Even if the guy is gay?
I don't care. $4 million.
What? He said even if what?
It's the reason he's doing it because he is gay.
They ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's right.
What do you mean? What if you gave your son and has HIV? Your baby's born with HIV because the guy was gay.
No.
Do it like that.
The baby does not have HIV. Not all gays have HIV.
Okay.
I'm not
okay,
saying
but,
that. I'm saying it takes 8 years to it incubates for 8 years. You can have HIV and it doesn't, it doesn't show up.
Why are you bringing
for
in
years.
HIV?
God,
okay,
he's always
not,
thinking positive, isn't he?
I'm a fucking
always positive.
God.
And you got the shingles and the baby.
I'm glad
got the
he's
shingles.
Got a baby. He makes a good father. Him and his boyfriend will probably make good fathers. He's a good guy. I like Anderson.
Oh, he is a good guy. Comes from a fucked up mother.
Who's his mother? Or who was his
mother?
His mother
is so fucked up. Who was his mother?
He probably didn't pay nothing.
Oh, my God.
Diane von Furstenberg.
What?
She was a famous designer.
Yes, she was.
Oh,
right?
Yeah?
Wasn't that his mother?
Was she a mess, Brian, or you were joking? Is she a complete mess?
Huh?
What?
I don't know.
She's a very famous designer, and she left him nothing.
Nothing at
Gloria
all.
Gloria Vanderbilt.
That's who it was.
No way.
That's Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yes.
That's his mother.
How old is
yes.
she? Oh, that's his mother?
Old.
That's
his
mother.
Cooper's mother? Wow.
Yeah, she
yeah.
just died this year or 2 years ago.
She left
him not
why?
A penny.
Who was his father? His father was very famous, too. Who was his father?
I can't remember.
Let me see. His father was very... I think he was a movie star. This is Cooper's father. Anderson Cooper's father was Wyatt Emery Cooper. Good-looking man.
I think
she
they named the baby Wyatt,
her day too.
Didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Didn't
they
name the
Wyatt.
Baby Wyatt? Yeah.
They sure did. He was an American author, screenwriter, and actor. He was the fourth husband of the Vanderbilt Herald. It was her fourth husband. His socialite Gloria
wow.
Vanderbilt. That was her fourth husband. Ah,
oh.
But a really good-looking guy. Really good-looking guy. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Wyatt, have you guys ever seen the film with Stacey Keach, Doc? Which Tombstone
yes.
probably got the
yes.
inspiration. Have
yes.
you seen that? I just
yeah.
saw it.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, it's, what, it's
just
a great movie.
You, Brian.
Great I know,
movie.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Great
now,
movie.
Tell me about the Academy Award. Did it suck?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I had to test it. I had to charge it.
You got the meat already, huh? All right. I'm doing laundry.
No. I tested it.
Did the Academy Award suck? I don't know.
They gave the people wrong people
do
the they,
do the version that you did earlier. You did it really well. You condensed it, and it was easy to listen to, and you didn't ramble. Do that one.
Okay, you want me to repeat it, Melissa? Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah.
You want me to repeat real quick for
yeah.
Brian what he missed?
You did a good job, Brian.
Yeah,
you'll like
I like
it.
To hear it.
Like okay,
hear it.
I'll
yeah.
make it even shorter. And I'll condense it even shorter real quick, all right?
Okay.
Again, the Academy Awards had a very diverse cast of nominees, but they gave it to the wrong person. And the reason I can say that, okay, which other people probably cannot say, because you have no business commenting on who should win an award unless you've seen all the movies. I would hope that people would agree with that instead of just, oh, I saw those two, but I didn't see the other one. But he was so good, he deserves to win. Okay, so quickly. Now, Anthony Hopkins won for The Father. I saw it. Decent movie. I think that they gave it number one fact, Brian, you should know, is that the Academy is comprised of 71-year-old white male. That's 71% is a white male in their 70s. So that's who the Academy is, okay? Now, just with that precursor. Okay, so in my opinion, they gave it to Anthony Hopkins, A, because he's old, and I think that they would have given it to Chad Boseman because he died, and I think the other day you agree with me, Brian, in saying that you really shouldn't give an Oscar to a dead person. Make a different category or something. Anyway, Riz Ahmed from who was Muslim, that might have had something to do with it, from Sound of Metal was not only the best picture. Nomadland was not the best picture. I didn't see Judas and the Messiah or whatever. But in my opinion, Riz Ahmed was much better than Anthony Hopkins and Chadwick Boseman. So they blew that, and then they gave it to Frances McDormand, who has the worst acceptance speech. You should play it, Brian. It's a minute and 19 seconds. She didn't take her medication yesterday. She's out of her fucking mind. But Anna Day, who played Billie Holiday in the United States first, Billie Holiday, should have won, hands down. So they got the lead actor and the supporting and the lead actress and the lead male wrong. And I just think it's another whitewashed Oscars.
they put a bunch of nominations out there. The guy from Get Out, I'm not going to pronounce his last name, but I think his name is Daniel something. He won for Judas and the Messiah. And they were all, I also saw an article why they didn't nominate one of those two guys for the lead. They're both on the screen for this equal amount of time, and they both put them as best supporting actors. But again, I think Riz Ahmed got robbed. I think Frances McDormand didn't win, and I think that the best picture was Sound of Metal, not No Man's Land. So that probably did it better the first time, right, Melissa? I kind of butchered it up a bit, but I haven't eaten today. So. But that's what I think. I think that the Oscars are still, a political thing. And I don't think there should have been Oscars anyway, because movie theaters have been closed. So all these movies got made like right before the pandemic, and no movies came out in theaters, and very few movies came out. So they picked these movies, and I just, you know, I did like the format, however. I don't know if you saw the format in the theater, Brian, but it was kind of cool. No host. I kind of like that because I don't want a bad host like Ricky Gervais. I can't stand that guy. But it was kind of cool how they, you know, they did it, and I didn't know if Hopkins was in the building. He's 82. So, and nothing. And also, you know, they could have gave it to Hopkins because he was white, but I always think they give it to the older person. And I think everybody's outraged. They're saying, oh, it's Bozeman. But meanwhile, Sound of Metal's budget was very, very small. And I think the small independence films always have an uphill battle to be recognized when you have other, you know, superstars and all these other movies that have bigger budgets. And that's it. And, you know, I know firsthand Sound of Metal because I met the filmmaker who, it was a true story, and I actually told him like 13 years ago, I said, you know, with a little bit of work, I could play that drummer, that Jeff Dahmer, if they ever make a real movie about that. And here they are 14 years later, and they made it. And, you know, he studied sign language for 6 months. He studied for 6 months with heavy metal drummers. And it was just a really great movie. I love the ending. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's on Amazon. Check it out. But people need to check out all the movies before they say this, this, and this. And I saw those four movies so I can accurately give my unhumble, unbiased or biased opinion upon what you guys think. And that's it. And I rambled. And I'm waiting for the buzzer, Melissa.
Buzz me out. I'm going to mute myself because I got the laundry done.
I thought you did a good job. Show end? Hello?
Oh, I'm still here. Brian?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I thought you did a good job.
I got gone.
You did a really good job, Miles. You did a good job.
Didn't he? It was
he
to
really
the point.
Did. He gets
he
point.
Really, he was
kept it moving.
He was thorough. Mm-hmm.
And he put his personal belief in it, but kept it moving. I thought you did a good job.
Yep.
I'm going to give you this. Here's the one. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Here's my take on the Oscars.
Okay. You watched it?
The Oscars is bullshit. People are tired
right.
of it. When they made it political 2 years ago, about black people not getting enough Oscar and this diversity bullshit. It took the fun out of the Oscars, made it political, and it's bullshit. Giving an Oscar to a dead guy because he's black, he didn't do enough good films for me to see Oscar worthy. You can get people like Anthony Hopkins. In fact, Meryl Streep, she lost again. She was up. She was nominated for 8 times, and she lost. She is now the number one losing actress of all time regarding the Oscar. But so Bozeman, I don't know. His work is Oscar caliber. I think he did the Black Panther, and he did a couple other things. But those things usually don't go for Oscars. And you know what usually wins Oscars is a political story. Either you do something about Auschwitz, or you do something about the Jewish Holocaust, you do something about some tragedy that said something, and you usually win an Oscar. It got really political.
The black guy went for Judas and Messiah, playing the Black Panther,
right.
So you're kind of racist to it, right?
Right. Usually you get something like that, a kind of a true story kind of thing. And as soon as they took away that other guy and it got political 2 years and put that black woman there as president of the motion picture artist thing, it became political. And since the black people started saying, well, there's not enough diversity. Well, of course it's not. How many black directors are there? And how many times do you keep awarding the black directors? There's five. Not because we don't get into the picture. It's because we don't invest in ourselves. Here we go again, folks. I can get into the soup, but you're not going to like it unless there's crackers in it. But here it is. The reason there's not that much black people in the Oscars or producing and directing is because it takes money, folks. Money. The average film and the trailer you see on YouTube, just a two-minute trailer, is like $10 million nowadays. Not a lot of black people go in to being a producer or director, goes to, at least when I was there, when I went to school. It was me and three other guys, and the other three other guys were gay. They don't count. It was me. That's right. I had to represent the straight men. There was not that much diversity. They don't count. Get out of here.
Go get yourself a cupcake. Put some tits. Go snap your penis off. Go play handball with Caitlyn Jenner.
Exactly. And the reason the Oscars are going to die is because social media killed the Oscar. Social media killed the radio host. Social media killed the radio star. And people are watching YouTube, making movies for YouTube now. You got so many things going on with Netflix and Hulu and Vulu and Boobo. Nobody cares. They're going to streaming. Nobody cares. Nobody cares what a bunch of elite fools congratulating themselves on work they did not see. It's political. Nobody cares. It's like, no offense, but if Melissa says, Brian, I'm having a party at my job, and they're going to give an award for the best person who sat in the chair peacefully during the break. I'm up for this award. It means just as much as to me than that would be an Oscar. Who cares? These are your own peers congratulating you. We're not part of this shit. We're invited to the Christmas party, and we're sitting there going, I'm so happy for you. Nobody cares. And I'm going to tell you something. Maybe I'm old. I don't see true talent anymore. I used to see talent, man. I used to see real actors. I used to see people who can act. I don't know what I'm seeing anymore. I'm seeing nothing but Marvel movies and shoot 'em up Fast and Furious movies and stupid movies that I don't care about. It's done. Nobody cares. Move them out. Thank you. On that note, I am completing my film, and I do got some offers, and my film will be in the theaters in about 4 years. I'm not looking for an Oscar. I'm just looking for money. Thank you. Pay me.
You
done.
Whore.
I am. I whore for film. That's right. I am a film whore. You know, I should do a new series called Film Whore on Sundays, and we just go over movies. I should just label it the Film Whore and just do review of movies that are coming out or on Netflix or Prime. Call it the Film Whore. I might even do that.
Yeah. You could.
I might even do that. Thank you. And Miles, that was pretty damn good. It really was good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Headline, Caitlyn Jenner.
It was good.
Caitlyn
Jenner.
Oh,
my God, help me.
Caitlyn Jenner accepts Joy Behar's apology for misgendering her on The View. She misgendered herself. I guess she called her Bruce. Who knows? So now we have to apologize.
Oops.
They call me Bruce. Caitlyn Jenner, this mess. And by the way, go fuck yourself, Kate. This tragic. I want to be nice. Let me be nice. This mutation of a human being. Thank you. Called Caitlyn Jenner. It's frickin' mind is mutant. I remember when this bullshit happened on this show. Of course, they put it on the show, and they asked it a question, are you gay? Oh, no, I'm not gay. Well, what do you mean you're not gay? Now that you're a woman, do you want to date men? I don't know if I want to date men or not. Well, then, you want to date women? I don't. It was one of these things. I even put it up here. You mutant cretin. And now you want to run for governor of California. That's what we need here. That is exactly what we need. Let's go with the background, Caitlin. One, you killed somebody. Remember that, Caitlin? You did a hit and run, and you actually killed someone. And you ran in Malibu. That's usually a felony.
Right.
Number two, you were Republican, and you supported Trump. But the only reason why you didn't support Trump is because he didn't like transgenders and it offended you. So you switched over to Democrat. But you were a Republican and you loved Trump. Number two. Number three, you don't even know who you are. Forget that. And there's other stuff, too. Here we go. Caitlyn Jenner accepted Joy Behar's apology for misgendering, whatever that word is, her on The View. Kate Jenner doesn't hold a grudge. She doesn't hold her even dick. Shut up. You probably called her dick a grudge. Kate Jenner doesn't hold a grudge against The View Joy Behar, who apologized for misgendering the reality star while criticizing her campaign for California governor. Don't sweat it at Joy Behar, the former Olympian, 71. He's 71 years old. That bitch is 71. He looks good. I'm telling you, he looks good. Looks really good. In prison, I may go for it. Either that or a pack of cigarettes. I'm undecided. I'm not about culture. I'm not about cancer culture. I know where your heart is. California has bigger issues than pronouns. Oh, for God's sake. That day, Behar apologized on The View for misgendering Caitlyn while debating her campaign against Governor Gavin Newsom in a potential recall election. So first of all, let me apologize for my pronoun mix-up, say Behar 78. I think I just didn't get enough sleep last night. I had no intentions of mixing them up, and I tried to correct it immediately, but whatever, it just came out. So I'm sorry for anybody who was upset with that. During the episode, Behar co-host Sonny Hostin, he's got this guy, Brad Parcel, running his campaign. What do you think about that? Adding that's who's running his campaign, her campaign, rather. So she said his campaign, and so by her saying his campaign, she had to apologize. That was wrong, so we have to apologize for that. That's it. That's what we come to. That's exactly.
Check
what
your
we
text.
Come to.
I sent you something.
You sent me something?
Please. I did.
Okay.
I want you to look at it.
Okay, 1 minute while I check the text. Whoa! What the hell is this? What? Melissa! What the hell is this? What is this?
That is one of the most famous transgenders on YouTube. Now, can you tell that's a man?
Oh, my God. I knew it was a man. She sent me a picture of a man who's in a two-piece bikini with a wig on, sunglasses, and that's, wow. Isn't this an abomination, another mutant?
Guess where that person lives?
Not Maine, right?
California, yay.
Of course, where the nuts and the fruits live.
I just thought you'd appreciate it.
California knows how to party.
Cole might like that.
I think that's Cole's fantasy. Dude, you mean you could even play basketball? You can even play basketball and go into and we can go to bars too? And you have this artificial pussy? Marry me.
No, kept the penis.
that person, that Rosie kept the penis.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, guys. We got to stop the nonsense. Stop the nonsense.
I had to send that to you.
Oh, my God. Melissa, I can't unsee what I saw. And it's still in my brain. Oh, my God. You know, when I was a kid, they used to call it the circus. In a circus, you got the freaks. They don't harm you because they're behind cages. There was a woman who grew a beard. Nowadays, we call them Armenians.
Jeez.
The two-headed girl, the two-headed woman. They were the freaks. And then can you imagine back in the day? And this is he-she. What? Yes, can you imagine? It would fit right with the circus. It's a man trapped in a woman's body. Ladies and gentlemen, he-she. Wow, that's odd. Will it bite? No. Can we poke it? You would see it would be one of those, wouldn't it be one of those people in the cages? I mean, you can almost see it, right? Some small town in Milwaukee or Kansas or Montana, and the circus come in, that's he-she. Hello, I'm a woman trapped in a... I'm a man, but I'm trapped in a woman's body. Suck my... Would you like to be nursed? Just stop the nonsense. Stop the nonsense. Stop the nonsense. I'm going to shock the monkey. It's just stop the nonsense. I know. I only got 5 more minutes. There's another story. It's just 5. Again, I want to thank Miles... Wait a minute. Here's one. You want to hear the worst bad acting experience? This is 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Here's a headline. I don't even need the story. Here we go. 2 days ago, mind you. Oprah was surprised Meghan Markle went all the way there with racism claims in a powerful interview. That was 2 days ago. She was surprised that Meghan Markle cried racism when she was on TV when she did the interview. Really? You're surprised? You surprised, Opie? Shut up. How'd I pull that wig off of you? Here we go. We got to finish with the news. Here we go. I think this will perk Laverne up. Let's get a little Laverne Bernie story. Here we go. Headline. Last one. Higher risk of death and disease in COVID survivors. As the COVID-19 pandemic has progressed, it has become clear that many survivors, even those who had mild cases, continue to manage a variety of health problems long after the initial infection should be resolved. In a comprehensive study of long COVID-19 researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis has shown that COVID-19 survivors, including those not sick enough to be hospitalized, have an increased risk of death in the 6 months following the diagnosis. The researchers also have cataloged the numerous diseases associated with COVID-19, providing a big picture overview of the long-term complications of the COVID-19, and they're revealing the massive burden this disease is likely to be placed on the world and the populations. Now, this study involving more than 87,000 of COVID-19 patients and nearly 5 million control patients in a U.S. database or data appear in a medical journal. The investigators showed that after surviving the initial infection, beyond the first 30 days of illness, COVID-19 survivors had an almost 60% increase of death over the following 6 months. At the 6 month mark, excess deaths among all COVID-19 survivors were estimated at 8 people per 1,000 patients. Among the patients who were ill enough to be hospitalized with COVID-19 and who survived beyond the first 30 days of illness, there were 29 excess deaths per 1,000. Wow. Their researchers confirmed that despite being initially a respiratory virus, the COVID-19 can affect nearly every organ system in the body, elevating 379 diagnoses of disease possibly related to COVID-19, 380 classes of medication prescribed, and 62 laboratory tests. Patients are over 6 months, and it affects every organ of your body. It affects the respiratory system, the persistent cough, shortness of breath, low oxygen level. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Too soon? Okay. Levels in the blood. I have none. It affects your nervous system. You stroke out, and not the good way that I usually do on Fridays and Saturdays. Think about it. Thank you. Headaches, memory problems, problems with sense of taste and smell. These are some of the symptoms. Mental abuse. Suddenly you hear dogs barking in your ear for no reason at all because you don't have a puppy. He's kidding, Melissa. Oh, sometimes I crack myself up and I'm the only one.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. You
Damn
know
dogs.
I love the puppy. Come here, puppy. Come here.
All of a sudden, they'll just...
Get it. Oh. Scratch the door, boy. Scratch the door. Good boy. Mm-hmm. Get the shoe. Get the shoe.
Oh, they do.
Get Mike's shoe. Get... Mm-hmm. Good boy.
Good fighter.
Yeah, good fighter. Mm-hmm. Here you go, puppy. Good boy.
It's so random. They'll hear like a leaf blow across the street. Come
what
on, guys. Come on. Yeah.
Here's your mental health: anxiety, depression, sleep problems, and substance abuse. Your metabolism: now onset of diabetes, obesity, and high cholesterol. Cardiovascular system: acute. As long as it's acute, who wants an ugly one? But it's acute coronary disease, heart failure, heart palpitation, and irregular heart rhythms. Gastrointestinal system, constipation, diarrhea, and acid reflux. Kidney, acute kidney injury, chronic kidney disease that can, in severe cases, require dialysis. This one, Melissa might know, and I can't even pronounce it, and she's pretty good. Coagulation. Is a coagulation.
Coagulation.
Coagulation. Very good, Melissa. Dr. Melissa. Blood clots in the legs and lungs, skin, rash, and hair loss. Here's another one, Melissa. We're doing muscular skeletal system. Mucosal skeleton. MUSCULOSKELETAL system. That's joint pain and muscle weakness. That's right. General health, fatigue, and anemia. Those are the symptoms.
Anemia.
That if you get it, those are the symptoms, and they're there for a long period of time.
What
so
is
there you go.
COVID?
That's COVID. That's if you catch COVID.
Mm.
Those are the symptoms.
Sounds awesome.
And now we only have 50 seconds.
It's almost taken over every disease the human body has. Or
they
can
did, didn't
have.
They took care of it. They took care of
everyone.
The lungs. They took care of the brain. They took care of
heart.
They checked every box.
Skin.
Mental
What's
illness.
What's the biggest organ of your body, you guys? What's the biggest
including
organ
mental illness.
In your body?
Right. They checked every box. 29 seconds. I want to thank. Yeah.
All right. I asked the question. What's the biggest organ in your body?
Your brain.
My penis. I mean, in Brian's case, his penis.
Skin. The skin.
The skin and
oh, really?
Skin and organ?
An organ?
I didn't know skin was an organ.
Yeah, it's the biggest organ. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know penises are muscles.
Put that away and stop talking about it.
I put it away before I came on the show.
Good. Keep it there.
I want to thank the magnificent Melissa for taking over the show as a guest co-host today. I want to thank her very much. Let's give her the applause that she needs and that she should earn, and she should get an award. Melissa, thank you so much. I enjoyed listening to you. I sat here for a good 5 minutes listening to you, and you were really good. You were really good.
It wouldn't have been any good if these guys weren't here.
Oh, that's nice of you. That's nice of you.
Yep. Cole, Angela, Laverne.
That's how I feel. I'm gonna toast you. Mm-hmm. A little drink to you. There you go, Melissa.
Thank you.
There you go. Mazel tov. Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a little fizzy. I want to thank Melissa. And Laverne just got in her car. When she hears me on the wrong, she gets in. There you go, Laverne. Be careful, Laverne. Don't drive too fast. Just kind of take Laverne. I couldn't get out of the studio fast
enough.
I know you
see her.
You can probably see her. Wig falling off in the back.
Ran over the mailman.
She ran over the mailman.
She ran over everybody.
Get the hell out of there.
I want to thank Miles. Miles in the studio today, everybody. I want to thank you with the Entertainment Report on the Oscars. And I want to thank you for getting the conversation moving forward. Thank you, Miles.
Jesus.
Thank you for coming in.
Yep. I appreciated it.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. As you guys noticed, I did take my meds, my marijuana meds before I came on the show. I survived the show. It's working out. Getting people pissed off.
Yep.
So I'm getting better each day. So I appreciate the
mm-hmm.
I appreciate the extra chance, the ninth live you give me, Brian. I love you
guys.
Really
you guys
good. Have a great day. All right? Stay safe.
You did really good. You did good, Miles. Thank you for coming in, buddy. You did really well. Thank you. Well
don't
done.
Don't your meatloaf. All right.
I try not to. Jesus.
With your juicy balls.
Right. Juicy balls. Bye.
I'm going to work on a song called Juicy Balls. I don't know. Later.
You should.
See you tomorrow.
I want to thank the lovely Ebony Queen herself, Laverne, for coming in the studio. Thank you, Laverne. Thank you. Thank you for coming in. I want to thank Angela for coming in the studio today. Thank you, Angela. I appreciate it. Thank you for supporting the magnificent Melissa and keeping the conversation going, too. There were four other people in the studio, but they left. I'm not thanking them at all.
Oh, you could say thanks to King. I scared him off with the juicy ball talk. Once you hear juicy balls like the sixth time, he said, I'm out. I'm out.
I don't think King – did King come in? Yeah, he did. I want to thank you, King, for coming in. It was such a short time. He probably had some things going on. All right, Miles, I'm out of here. Thank you again, and we'll see
you. Love you.
Right.
Love you guys. Take care.
See you guys tomorrow. Love you, too. Take it easy, my friend. See you guys tomorrow on the Brian and Hammer Jackson Show. Enjoy.
Bye.